InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Pulling the clip right now just to show you on record that we're not playing games, as if we need to prove that our track record is the most accurate for predictions and analysis there is. But this is directly from sources in the White House. I just called balls and strikes, and I talked to two different people that were in these cabinet meetings, the closed door ones, and they presented to President Trump in a two-hour meeting one afternoon total proof of election fraud in all the battleground states, mail-in ballots, the mules, the manipulating the machines, the keeping illegal aliens on the rolls, the van showing up at 1 a.m. in the morning and key battlegrounds flown in from communist China, all filled out for Joe Biden. Everything you heard from all our sources and all our intel and proof back at the time, in Georgia and in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in Arizona, but also a bunch of other places that you thought were blue states. No, they're really purple or red. They have mass loads. And remember, I said specifically, they have massive proof across the board from his Election Integrity Commission, working with the DOJ, working with the states, working by filing all these lawsuits, where we already knew they had 250-something thousand illegal aliens that they knew were illegals in Arizona and let them vote. And then they kicked a bunch of real citizens off, remember? And a bunch of other scams there in Maricopa County. Well, now they've had to admit it. They've had to release all the documents. That's just, there's a lot of ways Trump's getting this, but this is exciting because the Democrats didn't win this off-year election last month. No. We could spend, when we did, hours on each key area, how they did it. And Trump was able to get hundreds of millions spent putting lawyers in and filing suits in every key district, be able to have his watchers there, have his lawyers there. It mitigated some of the fraud, huge turnout, so he was able to get over the hump. You've got to override the fraud because there's only so much of it baked in the numbers, depending on the constellation of frauds that each sector uses, each state. And they've also got proof of them going into the machines and using remote access, hidden cell phone chips, flipping the votes. So everything you heard, in fact, it's crazy how accurate all the different whistleblowers everybody was. But, I mean, it's not hard. The same stuff in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia. Oh, a water main broke. Oh, we're going to put poster boards up over all the windows. Now, the law says you're supposed to be in here while we're counting, but we're going to say we're closing for the night, and we're going to put up poster board at midnight, and then people suing at the surveillance footage inside, and they're up all night with stacks of the same ballots that they bring in briefcases and suitcases and wheelbarrows and on dollies, and they're just cramming them in, cramming them in, cramming them in. And then Giuliani talks about it. They have rigged court cases where he's defaulted, not allowed to show evidence. The judges say there's no evidence. He's guilty. Then he goes bankrupt. They seize everything he's got. Heard of that before? They just had a judge in Minnesota, federal judge, default Mike Lindell. Said, no evidence of fraud with these machines, no evidence of remote access, even on record, the remote access. And you're guilty. We're going to have a now show trial in 2026. That's how it works. But the good news is all the proof's coming out, and they are screwed, blued, and tattooed. We're going to come back with this and so much more today.
If Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
This all the time. I've done it for years, for decades, really. Every month, every week, every day, as we go into the future, every year, everything just gets more intense, more insane. And now we're more aware of the corruption, but there's also more people, more science, more technology. Everything is sped up. Everything is accelerated towards the singularity. But I don't really ever see us getting to a singularity before we destroy ourselves. I don't really see it as one singularity, but a cascade of consolidations close to singularities in different sectors and systems and industries and in our own psyches and spirits. But that's coming up. There is now no doubt the globalists are trying to crash the market either this week or next week. I'm not saying they're going to crash it. They are trying, and Warren Buffett's out there pushing it, and he's sitting on the sidelines with the most cash anybody's ever had in history, privately, ready to move in and buy up every other pennies on the dollar. And you've got the yen carry trade, reportedly is going to end Friday. The Central Bank of Japan is set to vote, and I know most of you out there are like, oh, that's some weird technical global currency stock market stuff. Why do we care? Well, you will care. Because it will really undermine the bond market and it'll destabilize the dollar even further. And most analysts believe that if they do indeed raise their interest rates 75 basis points, the highest level in modern Japanese history, which will effectively end the yen trade, that it is going to cause a massive global stock market correction. And it could be a, not just a correction, a crash. So we're going to be getting to that. Big developments there. And you see the corporate media piling on in 60 Minutes and CNN for months. Oh, the new Great Depression, it's over. The crash. Trying to kill Trump's recovery. And trying to discredit him by crashing it. But they already had this plan when Kamala got in. They wanted austerity. That's Agenda 2030. That's the Great Reset. But then they would pose as the saviors during that and set up the government grocery stores and even more welfare and control and universal basic incomes. Instead, Trump's trying to stop the crash and just have a correction. He's so exuberant, he thinks he can stop a correction. I don't really... No economist I trust that's been really accurate thinks that's possible. But he thinks he'll get blamed for a big correction, so he's trying to override that. And, hey, he's done things nobody's ever done before, so, okay, maybe he's right. I'll give him that. The point is, anybody not rooting for Trump, I mean, do you liberals and leftists have any idea what it's going to look like if we have a Great Depression right now? I mean, I'm not scared of getting killed or put in prison. I'm not physically scared myself of taking on tyranny, but I am scared, let's just say horrified, saddened by what it'll be like during a hardcore Great Depression worldwide, knowing how industry and supply chains work and how domesticated we are and how 80-something percent of us live in urban and city areas and are not self-sufficient at all. I mean, it is just, if you understand how all this works, it is nightmarish. Let's just say this. The Pentagon, in their war games, always says, oh, we're practicing to take out zombies. People say, what do you mean? The zombies don't exist. They're like, well, during societal collapse, the public within about 10 days act worse than zombies in World War Z. And so that's what we're talking about here. Within a month, warlords rise up. I mean, what's the military going to do when they're guarding a nuclear weapons base? And here comes, 50,000 people down the highway with wanting into the base. I mean, it's just that's what the military trains for is to – that's the zombie training. If you're a new viewer, listener, you're like, that sounds insane. Just type in Marines, Army, train for zombie apocalypse if you've been hiding under a rock. And again, the Pentagon about 20 years ago was saying, look, the public really can't tell them during a collapse scenario we're, training to mow everybody down. Plus, we don't want to tell the troops that. Let's just tell them we're training for a zombie apocalypse. All of that is a metaphor for societal collapse, okay? Just so you know. So we're going to be getting to that later. That's a very important quadrant of what we're going to be getting into. Obviously, we have the latest, speaking of zombies, of the Islamic expansion and takeover that's going on right now. They're going into full jihad mode. That is the Muslim Brotherhood variety of Islam that is globally responsible for about 90% of violent actions and terrorism and all the colonization talk, and we're going to conquer you stuff. And you notice just suddenly the big imams, little imams, Islamic television, the big networks, the little networks, they're like, you are scum, we will conquer you, and yes, we're going to start killing all of you, and we're taking over. That's because their numbers have gotten up to the point when the Quran says, when you hit about 5, 6, 7%, then you have your mujahideen, low level under the orders of the imams, of the military district leader, start attacking, but the imam then denies he's behind it. That is to push the infidels and kafirs out of the town so you can take it without official war, so it doesn't get the actual state to come against you. And then you just slowly over the next phase, that goes for about 20 to 40 years, Muhammad says, depending on the country, and you'll see the imams announcing that. And then after that, then they overthrow. And if you look at the timeline, France could fall within 10, Germany in about 20, UK within about 20 or 30. And now they're announcing on the plan line that is what they're following. They're following the Muhammad battle plan known as the Quran. So we'll get into the attacks in Australia, the attacks in Germany, the attacks on U.S. troops in Syria, the attacks here in D.C., more Christmas tree attacks, more truck ramming attacks, more foiled ramming attacks at a Christmas market in Bavaria. And meanwhile, you have Australian senators who aren't even Muslims wearing the actual Hamas battle flag green ribbon. That's their uniform, and it tells you what they're doing. It's universal, too. Like, and a black flag means no surrender. And then a black flag with a skull and crossbones on it means, and we're going to kill everyone, no quarter. And the Arabs actually use those same codes as well. Well, that in Arabic, just for you know, is total commitment to jihad, violent jihad, and war. And to the martyrs, and to sacrifice themselves for the 40 virgins. It literally is what a suicide bomber wears if they're in the Muslim Brotherhood or Hamas. So she's wearing the battle flag of what you wear when you're preparing to die. And that's their Muslim uniform. So when I posted that, people said, that's not, it's just a green ribbon, you kook. Well, now it turns out she's on record celebrating Islamic takeovers and hating the West and the leftist fetish with all of it. And it turns out it's actually been in the news for years. That's what she's into. So, see, I know what these flags look like. I know what the Arabic means. I've been looking it up for decades. I know what an Al-Qaeda flag looks like. I know what an ISIS flag looks like. I know what different countries' weapon systems look like. I know the regions. I know the players. It's very interesting to me. So I know the people out there, somebody with knowledge is scary. So I post it and I say, look at this, senator celebrating, jihad. And people are like, that's not what that is. And of course they looked it up. It is the battle flag of Hamas, which is also the battle flag of the Muslim Brotherhood. And they put it on when they go into battle. And when they send out suicide bombers, they put that on. Comprende. So, yes, you have a senator in Australia wearing a suicide bomber insignia. Just like if you're in the Army Rangers, you got an Army uniform, you've got the symbol of the Rangers or of the Airborne, a screaming eagle. All this means stuff. So that's coming up. But it's absolutely stunning that all of this is going on. Now, the biggest news we've got that's positive is that what I was told by two different individuals that were in the White House a month ago and were in these cabinet meetings with the president was that Trump has absolute proof, and I heard them then list off what all the sectors of proof are. It's just everything. The Democrats throw a total assault of fraud, and they'll tailor it to each sector and the laws there and how they're able to do it. But it's breaking in the machines with hidden cell phone chips. It's the mail-in ballots, the fraud, the mules. It's the communist Chinese shipping in ballots already filled up, shipping them into the voting centers when they supposedly close at night, as they did all over the key battleground states. Oh, they're closed early. They were all trained, cover the windows, get to work. In come the trucks. You need more? Boom, get them in. And then when you get exposed, you just sue in a key jurisdiction where you control the judge, the Soros judge. They don't let any evidence in. They default Mike Lindell, Giuliani, all of it. Tell the jury they're guilty. Then the jury, gives $50 million or whatever it was to Giuliani. Giuliani's then destroyed. And they move on to the next person. And they say, oh, there was no proof. He was found guilty. No, he was defaulted, just like I was in my show trials. And they're doing it all the time now. They go, oh, you're defaulted because you didn't dot this I. And then that's not even true. So, as if you need to even know it's a fraud. Oh, here, we're closing tonight here in Georgia, here in Detroit. But we're just going to cover the windows up everywhere. And then, oh, guess what? We're busy beavers. Oh, we weren't closed overnight. We were doing something. And now we know where the ballots came from. They even had cases of the day of the election, the Chinese were panicking and had the jets landing in Pennsylvania, in Michigan. And remember, we even had USPS drivers who'd be, one guy was with them like 7 hours in Pennsylvania. He had postal inspector authorization. He said, this is all weird. I'm going to go look. This is supposed ballots, but I'm going to go look at these. He opens them up and there's hundreds of these boxes. And he opens it. It's all filled out for just Joe Biden. And it's all the same. He goes, so then he sees the election fraud a few days later. He goes to the FBI and they threaten to put him in jail. Remember that? The boldness of them thinking that they could get away with this. So, I'm going to get to that, cover that, what Trump said coming up at the bottom of the hour, because it's a big deal, and I want to go over it. But I talked to two people that were in the meetings and saw the proof and what they're going to present, and so much more new is coming in. That's why they weren't going to release it a month ago, because it's so horrible, it's so bad, and just since then you've seen in all these states they're capitulating, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, where now the election officials are flipping, they're admitting it, okay, yeah, this did happen, because there's so many accomplices in on this. So many people told, hey, go out to these vans, literal Chinese nationals drive up, get them, take them in there and run them over and over again until you get the number you need. That's why they closed all these states and all these key battleground counties at around midnight. I can show you compilations of the news saying, oh, closed here, closed there. Well, they're usually count overnight, but they've had some technical problems or a broken water main, which wasn't true, you know, all that. And so you remember the famous graph of the red of Trump above Biden, and all of a sudden, right at midnight, it takes about an hour or so to get the ballots in. Trump's here. Biden's here. And then, that's not how real graphs work. No, that's they shut down counting Trump. And they, dun-da-dun, the cavalry's here. Dun-da-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Remember Pelosi said, we don't care what they say on election night. It's a red mirage. We will have the ballots no matter how long it takes. It may take weeks. Because they were just going to keep producing fake ballots and cramming them through no matter how long they had to. She says, he will not be president. It does not matter. And she even said, don't worry, because we just know there's so many mail-in ballots coming in. I mean, these criminals, she's up there drunk on TV on vodka just laughing at everyone. But I want to go to break with this report because it's so important, because I'm getting more into this later, how it ties into the attack on Elon Musk and more. If we are to survive, literally, I mean nuclear war, not just economically, the EU must fall. It's more dangerous than communist China now, because it sits between Eastern Europe, Russia, the UK, and the United States, and the British Empire. What's left of it is manipulating this into total war. And it's still pushing all the carbon taxes and stuff that even China's abandoned. And so it's the home base of the globalists now. It's all they have left. And then there's satellite blue cities and areas here. So they've still got a lot of power, but it's declining. So they need major crises to try to control world policy and drag us into hell with them. This is a very important report. And then I'm going to come back and get into more on the election fraud, but it's the EU must be broken up or we all die, which sounds like a sensational headline, but it's not. I mean, it's literally an unelected dictatorship that says they're going to drag us into total war with Russia. This is like if Hitler had nukes and the Russians had nukes. What would have happened there? I mean, but now there's so many of them too. And in all the war games, they start getting fired, it's game over. So this is a serious time to be alive. I've kind of set the table. There's a lot more than just that coming up. I'm going to drill through it all. So many clips. Huge developments on the Islamic attack takeover. And so much more. But as I said, here is this report on the EU tyranny. And then we'll go to a short break and come back. And I'm getting into all of it systematically. Bam, bam, bam. And Rob Reiner got some things to say about him. And may he rest in peace. But he certainly did not like me. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Here's the report. Every military analyst from China, Russia, the RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, no one disagrees. The International Atomic Association of Scientists with their doomsday clock in Chicago. It is the closest to nuclear war we've ever been on the threat escalation ladder.
We have a plan. We know what to do, so let us deliver. We must.
We will, of course, continue working closely with our partners in NATO. This is a moment for Europe, and we are ready to step up.
The Secretary General of NATO warning about the prospect of war, and he put it in really stark terms. Yeah. He said, we are Russia's next target, and we are already in harm's way. And you sort of wonder why he's saying that now, and partly about a message to European people, you do need to spend money on defense, yes, but also getting people ready psychologically as well. Yeah.
Now we are dealing with the third form of totalitarianism. This time it is liberal totalitarianism. So they are going to sacrifice everything, any normal rational interests, any normal values, in order to promote their crazy maniac agenda.
He said a short while ago, in some previous comments earlier, that we must be prepared for the scale of war our grandparents or great-grandparents endured.
We all agree that Ukraine is our first line of defense. We have to step up the military support for Ukraine.
Unelected dictatorship, Ursula von der Leyen. Allied with the British Empire, that's the modern Hitler. The real thing. That is psychotic megalomania. That will get us all killed. That's the number one threat on Earth right now. This witch.
I want the leader of the European Union, which is now Ursula von der Leyen, to be democratically elected, because now he's not elected. She comes inside the European Parliament and we say yes or no, but I think it's more of a show than actually a vote, because she makes deals with all the political parties from before to vote.
The real problem, it is the nuclear fight war between Russia and United States of America. That is the last call. That is apocalypse. That is Armageddon. If we could limit, if we could reduce this danger, this threat to European Union, and if United States will stay out of it, I think that is the main reason why nuclear war will not happen.
Number one, the war is won. Russia has won. If you want to stop the bleeding, if you want to have some sort of impact on how much further the Russians go in terms of absorbing territory, then sit down and admit that the war is over, that they've won, and hammer out some sort of solution. Because if you don't, this nonsense sponsored by MI6, the CIA, and Mossad in Kiev is going to continue. And as it continues, the Russians will move forward until they're confident that they have secured enough space, not just territory, but space, frankly, that allows them to feel secure as a nation.
That Russia is not going to attack Europe. It's funny for us. It's laughable because we never wanted to attack Europe. Okay, let's put it in writing. But there are some people who are not particularly, shall we say, with us. I don't know. There may be some crooks when everything is being fed to the society and the citizens are scared and they want to hear that we don't have any aggressive plans towards Europe.
Our own GOP senators that are coming out against it. Let me give you a wild guess as to where they are personally invested with in regards to their stock portfolios. You guessed it.
Trump's got to take the gloves off. Don't just leave NATO. Break up the EU. There's all these states that don't want to be under it. Most of them didn't even vote to get in it. It literally was set up as a trade deal scam, Treaty of Rome in 56. Point out it's unelected. Point out they're killing all these AFD candidates. Point out it's the new Hitler. And just break it up. We can do this. My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life.
They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexshowstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can. My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in Australia, the globalist government there, it's one of the worst. Almost all the parties are totally controlled. Massive election fraud, even worse than here. They're warning of right-wing extremism and saying that's the big threat, and not condemning Islam, not condemning the Muslim Brotherhood, not condemning ISIS that's taking credit. No. Right-wing white people are the danger. We have video of them saying that. And you've got the regional leader saying, oh, we've got to get rid of these big guns. See, now all they have is bolt action and pump shotgun. for farmers, and so these guys got those somehow. They've taken all the other guns. Everybody else was disarmed. The police just stood down while they blasted everybody, the two jihadis. And now they're saying we're going to take all the guns now. And then the Muslims who are in the police departments, they'll just hand them over to their buddies. That's how it always works. So they're going to bring in the jihadis, let them attack you, and then take all your rights away. Isn't that cute? I'm going to get to that, too. And we're going to open the phones up. You know, the real Crocodile Dundee back in the early 90s, they passed the total ban on all semi-autos, you name it, handguns, you name it. They banned over 90% of guns. He was an outfitter, really out in the outback, just like the guy in the movie, and looked just like him, but he had guns. They came and tried to kill him, had a big shootout. He killed a couple of the police, but they killed him. I mean, that's how serious these people are. And they have a formula to take your guns, just like we told you in the last decade. They register all the guns in Canada, next they'll confiscate them. And now they banned almost every type of gun. And now they're saying they're going to confiscate the few types they allowed you to have. And, oh, right after that, they ban all your speech. And pass laws that you can't read from the Bible. That's being passed right now, this week. Can't make it up. That's how the formula of tyranny works under communist or fascist regimes. So that's coming up. Now, you remember about a month ago, and we're going to find the clip. I did probably five shows on it. I haven't had time to search myself. I'll find it. I just like to show you. Because I revealed from my sources more than Trump just revealed. So you're, again, getting another first look on what's about to come out and more information that's now been discovered that I can update you on. But once we archive this to X and Rumble later, we're not live, we'll have nice little slices for you up front. Because I just like to not just say I told you this and my sources were right. You already know that, but we just like to every time do it. It's very important. Now, President Trump drops a bomb. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition. It's coming out in truckloads. And he's talking about his task force and his federal coordination with the DOJ, the FBI, the state attorney generals, the watchdogs, the eyewitnesses, the civil lawsuits, the federal lawsuits, the RNC lawsuits that have been winding their way through the courts and are bearing fruit. And what happens in almost every case? Everything we said was going on in 2020 is exactly what we said, except it's worse. Worse. In red states, one of their favorite things is to, in key big cities, is in Republican districts, in Republican precincts, you give them bad ballots that are sabotaged and are 3 inches too short and don't work. So those all just get put to the side. Then they don't get counted. They do that in Houston, do it in Maricopa County, in Phoenix. That's one of their big game changers. This year they indicted the big election official in Houston. He got caught doing it directly. And then, of course, you have the mules where you have all the mail-in ballots and use COVID. And then they go to these distribution hubs, and then they're all handed hundreds of them a day to go out and take pictures to, so they get paid to make sure that they put those in the drop boxes. Then you got China was the main culprit shipping in pre-printed real ballots. And then you close down the facilities on election night and at other key points the next few days or weeks, whatever you need, and you just keep cramming those in. And then even if enough Chinese ballots don't show up, well, you just keep running the same ones over and over again, but you've got to cover up the windows so nobody can see you. You've got to kick out election watchers, even though that they've sued and by the law are allowed to be there. But then they sue the surveillance camera stuff in Michigan, in Georgia, and everywhere else. And sure enough, they're there bringing in the dollies and then cramming them in and then going, you'll see them talking. You don't hear the audio. Obviously, oh my God, there's not enough because we're looking at the numbers. Well, just run them again. And they'll start arguing. All right, do it. And it's just red-handed. There it is. Totally confirmed. What do? We just have a rigged court case with a Soros judge. The judge defaults Giuliani. The judge defaults Mike Lindell and hundreds of other people. And then you go to a jury and you say, he's guilty. He's a liar. No evidence is shown. Then they can just lie about you. You can't defend yourself. And then the jury takes everything you got. They just defaulted Lindell, federal judge, 2 months ago in Minnesota. And I know all about it. Because they tested it on me. And that's how it works, folks. Because they're coming for you. And listen, they don't just put Soros judges in and DAs in so that they can let criminals and murderers and communists and child molesters out. That's just a little gift to their constituency and illegal aliens and people that have huge rap sheets. No. They're really putting the Soros people in to weaponize the criminal justice system and the civil system with lawfare, and they brag about it. And they have the same systems in Europe and the UK and everywhere where they throw you in jail for standing up for corruption peacefully. This is the new totalitarianism. This is their new operation. And it's hiding in plain view. It's all come out in Congress and the courts and the lawsuits. That not just with me, but with everybody. The DOJ, the CIA, with PR firms, with the corporate media, with big tech, all get together in big Zoom meetings and big war games, and they say, all right, here's our targets today. And millions of Americans have been targeted at different levels of the attack. Trump at the highest level of attacks, his family, his key supporters, and then down into state officials and others. Oh, the Secretary of State, totally a Soros operative put in by her. She literally worships Soros, works for him. She publishes days before the election all the code keys so people can wirelessly break into the machines and steal the election. It's a total crime. You get one of the election officials sees it. It's their job to preserve the evidence. Puts a thumb drive in to save it to give it to the FBI. Tina Peters. And they confiscate that and they say, you're never leaving prison, honey. Because you got to send a message to everybody else. Don't you ever expose our fraud again. And they don't want her out so she can testify against them. But guess what? Trump's got all the proof. And that's part of what is in what's coming out. We have their ass. They never thought Trump would get back in. And so, yeah, the DOJ is weak and still corrupt, better than it was. But Trump's got all these other levers and all these Republican attorney generals, people like Ken Paxton and others, were in blue cities inside our red states. They did this. And so we have them, but we have to go for the jugular. And again, I'm told, and it's exactly what even when Trump says we're about to release it, a lot of it's already come out. Remember Tulsi Gabbard in the last 6, 7, 8 months has released a bunch of documents from the Office of National Intelligence, that means scooped up from the NSA everywhere, that the communist Chinese were shipping computers, chips into Taiwan for the voting machines for a bunch of the big companies with the cell phone wireless chips, not a whole cell phone, just the phone part, which is a tiny part of a phone. We call it a phone, it's a supercomputer, but the actual phone part's tiny part that does that. And so they can access these and then they ship them to Venezuela and then the machines come up here. And this has been going on for 20 years, but they now have the proof. Okay, that's the big one that's coming out. And the mail-in ballots, all of it, it's just beyond devastating. And you noticed in 2024, in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and the key places they steal them, there was such a landslide that Trump was ahead of Kamala, and then they went, oh, we're stopping voting again. But no one was going to buy broken water mains and stuff like that again when they weren't supposed to. Oh, we've got a computer glitch. Well, Trump spent hundreds of millions of dollars of money you donated to him to have all his lawyers and experts at all those key battlegrounds. And there it was. We showed the video right at midnight, right when they said they were going to close. Here come the vans. And here are the lawyers and the police and the state police, everybody. And in those states, dramatic footage we showed on election night. We need to dig that back up and show it. The vans turn and leave. Oh, more ballots are coming in. Really? We're going to look at those. Actually, I got a call from the election official that they say we're delivered to the wrong place. Bye. Oh, don't you know they got their plate numbers, all of it? It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Now, whereas this FBI in some areas is doing a good job, in many areas sitting on its hands, the old FBI would go and harass all the election officials and the postal service drivers that said, I've been sitting here 7 hours. What are all these other trucks? They're all dropping off ballots. This is weird. I drove in from out of state. How are these ballots that they say have been counted being delivered to this tabulation center a few days before and then happening again after the election? I'm going to go look at what's in these boxes. And the Chi-Coms were so lazy. Well, that's what were ordered by the Democrats, because I guess they wanted to pre-program the machines how they wanted for the down ballot, that it was only filled out for Biden in almost every case. But some were filled out for Democrat senators. But it was all Democrat. That is beyond red-handed. He needs to be testifying to Congress. We remember that guy? What's his name? I forget. And then there was a couple more. So are you starting to get and understand how ultra, mega, completely massive this is? But does it also makes you think, how dangerous are the globalists that they know they're this corner? You know, Viktor Orban, now that they have shut down the Soros NGOs and the very same lawfare societies actually run by members of the Supreme Court. Over in Europe, in Eastern Europe, they go over there in symposiums, Supreme Court justices, and they set all this up and run the exact same system over there. Well, guess what? As soon as Orban was able to shut all this down, he stopped winning by 55%. He started winning by 70, 75, 80. Because that's what he was really winning by. But there was so much fraud that it didn't look like that. It looked like he was barely getting elected. Think about that. There are no blue cities. There are no blue states. The Democrat Party is as popular as cancer. California is not blue. It is red. And their only hope was to get enough illegal aliens in and get them to vote to override that, and that's still not enough. So as Trump kicks them out of the country, already 2.5 million, you're like, well, that's not enough. Well, he had to turn all the enforcement back on. Yeah, prosecutors link L.A. contract to Smartmatic slush fund as voting firm techs battle Fox in court. Yeah, it's all coming out. All their lawsuits are blowing up their face. They're trying to drop all their lawsuits because everybody right now. Smartmatic just got indicted, running election scams and payoffs around the world. Well, they don't just export this stuff to, it's not just Smartmatic. So see, the chickens are coming home to roost. Hallelujah. So that's why we got Mike Lindell on with all the latest developments on election fraud and what's coming out. And you saw him. He's been pessimistic before when enough wasn't being done. He was on last week. He said, no, you're about to see big stuff. That's what I'm told. Well, that's exactly what I was told to people in the meetings. And now you got Trump coming out and saying it. So when I give you good news, folks, I wasn't just making that up like the other talk show hosts do. I told you, and you're about to see it. But this brings us to the maximum danger point, because the globalists are cornered rats. President Trump drops a bomb. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition. It's coming out. And Truckles, we're going to play that moment. And then look, 83% of Hungarians believe foreign powers could interfere in 2026 elections, poll reveals. Well, of course they do. They're not stupid. They've caught them. But they're coming after Trump with an economy crash. And I'm going to get into that and then get into what looks like a cover-up of what happened at Brown University in Rhode Island. We're going to get into all the latest Islamic attacks and how the left's trying to defend that and cover that up. And we're going to take your phone calls. And then Lindell's on for an hour. We're going to take some calls then, too, but we'll election calls. And then in the fourth hour, I'll continue with calls here today. But let's go ahead and go to this short clip of Trump.
That's all. They're good at cheating in elections. Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating. Because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads. And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85 to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California, because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
Now, I've been saying California was rigged for 25 years because I have interviewed all of the top election experts, basically, and then the whistleblowers on the ground. That's what I got from the experts. It wasn't like I thought this and just, no. Once Democrats get control, you never go back red unless you expose the fraud. I mean, look how corrupt they are about everything else, of course. And look how they've been caught. That's why they're just a pack of scum and filth. Amazing. But I want to get into the Achilles heel here, and that's the economy. And I want to get into how they're going to try to crash the stock market. I don't know if they're going to do it before the Japanese central bank votes to get rid of the carry trade, or they use that to crash the market. That helps them get over the top and finally get it done. And then they just obfuscate it, act like it's been Trump's policies that caused it. But they've already teed Trump up that he's going to crash the economy and he has terrible ideas to try to repudiate that because these ideas are antithetical to the globalist parasitic model. And you did not discredit Trump, but anybody else that tries this, other nationalists around the world, because the Trump effect, all these other nationalists are being elected. Just look at Chile. Look at another Eastern European government just fell to the nationalists in an uprising that was peaceful. So I don't get to that. I mean, this is a populist mega wave. So all they can do is censorship and lock us up and use the military on us and election fraud and economic collapse to be blamed on our good leaders before they have time to turn it around. So this is economic terrorism. That's coming up. I want to open the phones up on any of the issues, the Islamic terror attacks, the left defending it, trying to say it's not an Islamic terror attack. Flynn predicted it. A week before the National Guard got shot, he said, I think in the next 20 days to 2-3 months, we're going to see the Muslim Brotherhood uprise. And now you've seen Muslim Brotherhood operatives kill people basically every day around the world. And a whole bunch in Australia Sunday. So, and I've been saying, look for that. And remember, they're allied at the highest political levels with the globalist left who's brought them in and works with them. The Arab Spring was run, and the head of the Muslim Brotherhood when he was president was Obama. Obama went over there and met with them when they overthrew Egypt. And it came out then that he was in command of the Muslim Brotherhood and then was exporting weapons and money to them all over to attack in Sudan, attack in Kenya, attack all over. That's a real statement I just said. Even I saying it, it just sounds crazy. And Fast and Furious wasn't just about framing gun owners by shipping millions of guns into Mexico. No, most of those guns were sent there to be sent to the Muslim Brotherhood. And that came out in federal court. And Eric Holder was running it. I mean, like, there's no statute of limitations on arming terrorists. Bunch of the weapons got sent to Sudan and to Kenya to try to overthrow the Kenyans and blow up their shopping malls. I mean, don't forget all this stuff, people. People go, oh, the Muslim threat's not that big. People just raise it up to distract from Israel. You can have issues with Israel all day and involve in our issues and drag us into wars. Okay, so do I. You can have, you know, two things in your mind at the same time. No, the Islamic threat is as real as it gets. 2 billion of them. And the Muslim Brotherhood is the most aggressive strain and the biggest. And they are now announcing jihad and violence, and it's accelerating, and they're allied with the globalist left that opened the drawbridge for them and gives them weapons. Why do you think Biden did that fast pull out of Afghanistan and gave him $87 billion of weapons? Where do you think that's going? Why do you think they gave Iran $50-something billion? You think they're playing games? It's the globalists. That's why Islam's such a threat, because they have, we have traitors running the West that are orchestrating the downfall. People have to get sophisticated and actually have some history out there. I mean, I am blown away by the mental retardation. Because I worry about you guys. It's not the criticism I care about. It's about you. I will literally post, oh, look, Chernobyl's leaking again. We've got a problem. Or, oh, look, it's like, why are you covering up for Jews? Or, oh, man, this hurricane sure devastated this area. Please donate. Jews. You know, look, the Muslim Brotherhood is celebrating the murder of all these, you know, Jews. Yeah, why you care about them Jews? Well, A, I don't want to kill the Jews. And B, the Muslims want to kill all the Christians too, you dumbasses. So there's a lot of right-winger populace, not a lot, but it's a big minority, that literally love Islam. They all kissy-fishy all over the internet, and they have joint symposiums together, and they talk about the, you know, national white alliance with Islam. You guys are idiots. Absolute. I'm going to explain to you like this, like you're 5 years old. You won't even know what it is, though, to you fake nationalists, fake Christian patriots. If I had a glass of water here and a glass of water right here, and one had a couple tablespoons of arsenic in it, and the other had a couple tablespoons of cyanide in it, and I'm like, don't drink the arsenic and don't drink the cyanide. And you're like, why are you covering up for the arsenic? And I'm like, or here's an easier one. There's a box right here, and it's got 5 or 6 black widows in it and 5 or 6 brown recluses. Both deadly, both can kill you. And I don't want to stick my hand in either box. Can you understand that? Like, I don't want a heart attack, and I also don't want cancer. See, it's like, you understand that, right? Like, I don't want to eat dog shit or cat shit. You understand, right? You can get that in your head. But the Muslims are funding a lot of this Israel obsession, that Israel is in total control of everything, including what time you have a bowel movement, to try to take over our populist movement so that we'll stand down and let them take over. No, you can stand up for sovereignty when Israel tries to push us around, and you can do it to the Muslims too, and they're allied with the globalist left. Look at the universities. Look at Soros. Look at it, you idiots. The threat is real. Yeah, Europe's further down the rat hole than we are, but we're getting drug into it too. And there's not long to turn this around. Good God. But I realize most of you don't have any depth. All you know is a bunch of anti-Jew terms, and you think that's the whole universe. It's not. We'll be right back.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at TheAlexShowStore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine Colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene Red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate Sea Moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at TheAlexShowStore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
Because if I,
Look, Chairman,
if I
can
come
we send
and talk shit about her, y'all gonna have a problem.
Welcome to the Jasmine Crockett Senate Campaign Show. Let the mind games begin.
Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you gotta be kidding.
That's awards for every racist bigot living Jasmine Crockett.
Crockett, a St. Louis-born private school princess who grew up in the cushy suburbs.
No one could have told me that when I went on to Austin, now looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress.
Who embarrassingly cosplays as the hood's angry auntie the minute she smells a camera.
Baby, because these people, they are crazy, because they always talk about how Christian they is.
Her veteran socialist squad mentality immediately ostracizing most Texas voters.
Texas has always been found to be intentionally discriminatory.
It's almost like a slave mentality that they have. Now, about the time that that was published last year, around a million Latino voters in Texas were voting for Trump. Do they all have slave mentality?
No, and that's not what that said at all.
A strategy of blind delusion in a state where President Trump received 56% of the vote in the last election.
Y'all know we got Governor High Wheels down there. Come on now.
It's another day and another disaster by the Democrats. The reality is they have no vision, no policy. They have nothing to sell but hate.
Her routine is that she wants to bring a little bit of what I might quaintly call the ghetto catfight into these spaces. I get it, you know, bring a blaxploitation movie or something into Congress. Great. Work it. But you do not make fun of the fact that somebody lives their life in a wheelchair. That doesn't work.
The campaign itself, the monstrosity has been on full display for years, where it is now finally crashing out before your very eyes.
Basically, the Republicans have become synonymous for Russians at this point.
When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black.
I was clear that it was A. Jeffrey Epstein, but I never said that it was specifically that Jeffrey Epstein.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes.
I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal.
We have no perfect systems. We have always had some level of fraud in anything that we have because there's no such thing as perfection walking on this earth.
Unfortunately for her, people aren't buying what she is vigorously selling.
I'm gonna show these white folks I ain't scared of them.
How is it possible that my 10-year-old daughter can hear Jasmine Crockett for the first time, listen to two clips, and the first thing she said to me was, Dad, her voice changed.
She is such an insult to all educated black women in America. She perpetuates the stereotype of a ghetto black hood woman. Something she is not.
One of the most famous or infamous, depends on how you see it, women in society today is Jasmine Crockett, elected to office. And look at how she talks. Look at what she's brought. Just hood language for a lady.
So I'm going to say what the American people been wanting to say for a very long time. This party called the Democratic Liberal Party, y'all can kiss the American ass. The whole entire American ass. We're done with you clowns.
Texas doesn't think like a trust fund revolutionary poser. And the only thing more embarrassing than Crockett's circus is the media and the Democrats pretending she's anything other than the fraud she's always been. Then again, this is all the doomed Democrats have going.
I challenge somebody to go and find a clip of a Democrat invoking violence.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with, you okay with punching.
We are not only gonna punch you back, but we are gonna knock you out.
I am here to tell you not only are we gonna punch back, but we about to beat you down.
Just let me tell you that we know how to use a chair, whether we pulling it up, or are we doing something else with it?
Congressman no.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Just a fight, obliteration, no one cares anymore. The Messiah or mass murderer, no controlling who comes through the door. A culture made of cover-ups, will leprosy touch their flesh? For backroom meetings and rendezvous, the vultures have come home to nest. The clock runs out, the weakest link, a deadly strike. The threat is real.
The Muslim Brotherhood is allied with the European Union, BlackRock, all the liberal communist parties of the Democratic Party, openly funded by Soros, openly pushed by USAID on the universities to come to the West and to destabilize it in the Red-Green Alliance to overthrow the West. That is why Islam is a supercharged threat, because there are traitor enemies within the West that are greasing the skids for it. And now we have the Prime Minister of Australia, less than a day after all these people get killed in Sydney at a Hanukkah celebration. In cold blood, the police stand down for over 11 minutes. And he says, oh, the big threat's right-wing terror. Doesn't ever say the word Islam, and they say we're going to take any guns that are left, even though all they have is pump shotguns and bolt-action rifles, and that's what these two guys had. But the public didn't have any guns because you can only have those guns if you're basically a farmer or a rancher, and so they were able to go out and get them, but nobody else had guns to defend themselves. Let me tell you, those two yahoos would have shown up at, say, a Texas Christmas market. Like I was at yesterday with my 8-year-old, took her ice skating out of the Hill Country Galleria. Now, they were smart. They got barriers up around it ever since they built it there. Outdoor nice mall. We had, you know, apple cider and, you know, did a little shopping and ran around and looked at the Christmas trees and listened to Christmas music. And they had a ice skating demonstration of some great ice skaters. We went back out on the ice.
And I was just sitting back feeling confident that, well, there's barriers up around this, so the Islamists attack it. They just attacked a baseball field, shot the coach and stuff in Houston recently. They were planning to blow up Fort Worth a few weeks ago. Same guy working with a shooter up in D.C. that Congressman Benny Thompson says was just a unfortunate accident. See, they'd never admit there's an Islamic attack. But I just sat back and said, look out at this crowd of people. And I knew probably 20% of them I could still carry. And I know I did. And the other good news, again, it's not about bragging, is that about 75% of the people at the Christmas display market came over and were listeners. And quite a few of them I was talking to, and they're all wearing coats. It was cold. And I'd say, yeah, I don't think the Muslims are going to hit this, are they? And they're like, no. And I can always tell the types, like military, retired, whatever. There's a lot of them were that, with their wives. And I'd say, yeah, what, are you doing the same thing I'm doing? They're like, you bet I am. And then I was a little too cold because I'd only worn a T-shirt and a light coat and realized how cold it was. So I said, I'm going to duck in here, this little shop, and buy. I saw some Western shirts in there. I go in there. It's a small shop, family-owned. They're all listeners, the dad, the mom, and the son. And there's about four or five groups in there, and four of the five groups are all listeners. And then he's trying to sell me a leather jacket that's got a concealed carry pouch in. I said, well, I already got this. He's like, well, that's how I carry mine. And it was just like armed camp, nice people, totally safe. 75% of the people, InfoWars listeners, and to the left that wants to divide and conquer, black folks, Hispanics, Asians, a lot of Hispanics, who I would ask them, well, where are you from? Well, I'm from Chile, or I'm from, Paraguay, or I'm from, because that's a nicer area over there, but they were like, you know, immigrants here. You're all classily dressed, nice. But my point is that people that can barely speak English, tell me they're listening. And like, oh, I was listening to you just yesterday. And black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, women. Oh, man. The young women were listeners, but that was a few of them. The middle-aged women. I think like every one of them was. And you've seen me do live feeds in D.C. and stuff, but that's a security issue. I got to bring security if I do that. Because then the bad guys know where I'm at and come. They're like, oh, you don't even have security. I said, yeah, everybody loves me. But I said, well, I was doing a live feed out here, but I need to go back to that market. Or I don't want to say where I'm going to be at. I need to go out in public because the left hates it when I do a live feed. It gets millions of views. And literally, the majority of people walking by, I can just be standing there. And all of a sudden, a line will form, people taking photos with me. What does that indicate for the globalist? We're awake. We're armed. We understand what's going on. Your globalist system is burning down in flames in front of everyone. And it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So let's just keep it up, folks. Yeah, we want to hold Trump's feet to the fire. Yeah, a lot of stuff come out of there is not exactly what we like. But in general, pulled out of the global carbon taxes, the Paris Accord that would have killed billions of people in the next decade, according to all the actuaries, devastating the whole center of the New World Order global cashless society, mark of the beast, social credit score, grid. The UN treaty for the next pandemic failed. They're coming out about to do a black box thing saying this shot can kill you on the COVID. They've already taken liability protection away, essentially banning it. They're banning the hepatitis shot, banning all the thimerosal, taking out the fluoride, taking out the red dyes, on and on and on and on. I mean, I could sit here for hours just giving you the good news. But people ask me, they go, well, sometimes I tune in, you're mad at Trump. And yeah, on this issue or that issue, I want to get their attention. And I want to explain why I'm right. And you know the crazy part? I could sit on the phone 10 hours a day with the different researchers and speech writers and people. And I mean the top people. You know, a lot of our guests are working in the administration now and are speech writers. The point is that they call me up. And it's a war game. It's what smart people do. I give my opinion. Most of the time I say, well, I got to think about that. That's an important question. Let me call you back. And then I get a call back a day later. Hey, you didn't call me back. I want to know your I forgot. I was thinking that's such a big question. And I'll give them my answer. And then I get to see what I said in a speech, word for word. I get to see it in action. And you see this all the time. It's not just me. That's why they brought in all these real independent reporters now. And they'll tell about Trump something he didn't know about all the time. He'll go, is that true? And he'll look to his staff and go, yes, sir. And he'll go, well, I didn't know that. I'm going to go sign an executive order today banning that. Or I'm going to tell, I mean, it is the access to Trump and how real he is and how he's learning new things all the time. That is what scares the globalists to their very core. I spent hours yesterday morning on just fielding calls from highest level Republicans, highest level White House people, high level. And my point is, I can always get the people on the phone if I want to, but I just do it over the show. And I can go on the attack about something, and within a day or two, my phone's blowing up. And sometimes they go, you were given this info. It's not exactly like this. This is actually how it is. And I go, okay, I was responding to the news. You're right. I jumped the gun. Okay, I understand. Thank you. Because I'm not perfect. But a lot of times they're like, no, you were right. We're doing something about that. So that's not about me. It's about all of us and the access we've got. Trump, this is really the most transparency we've ever seen by a modern president. And the way he interfaces is like 5 or 6 press conferences a day. Just takes gaggle questions by everybody. And it's beautiful. And that alone is a game changer. And of course, they released all these Epstein files last week. Out of 90 plus thousand, they released 19, and it was New York Post photos from the early 1990s of Trump at a public event with beauty queens that were 20 something years old. Like I told you, nothing there. But oh, what's in the other 90 something thousand files the Democrats didn't release? You see, that's the scandal. Oh, look, here's Trump with like a 45-year-old woman. Oh, the scandal at a party. So, why did Trump just say shut this down? Because he learned it was all cherry-picked crap. It was all recycled lies. All the real stuff's been disappeared. And so he said, move on. It's another Russia game. Not that Epstein wasn't real. Not that that's a hoax, but the way they're going to deploy this is a hoax. And as I predicted in the last 6, 8, 9 months, I said, as this comes out, it'll be the same crap over and over. Oh, look, Epstein took a photo of a gag shop. You can see the little gag items of a condom making fun of Trump. Like, ooh, Trump connected to sex items, headline. And then it's a photo Epstein took in a shop of a condom, a box of condoms making fun of him. Boy, that's damning. That's all you got. Oh, but the Clintons are battling congressional subpoenas to not testify about Epstein and to not release their records. Of course. Because with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, before she ever got elected, my sources that were high level and worked for him, their chief of staff we had on, when they'd been governor, he said, listen, Hillary's seen more tail than a toilet seat, than a bicycle seat. Oh, Hillary, you know, she's bisexual, but I mean, by the way, doesn't wash well, stinks really bad. That's a really gross person. I'm serious. I'm trying to be mean. Like, literally, we've had the witnesses in her about it. Like, stinks like rotten meat, is a sex fiend, just like Bill. Had her ugly-ass daughter with Webster Hubbell, head of the Rose Law Firm. And that's the scum we're dealing with. And did Hillary and Bill dip into the... Did the main funder of the Atlantic magazine, Steve Jobs' widow, after he died, she like a little bit of bad stuff? Mm-hmm. Oh, she basically lived at the island. But see, you're not hearing about any of these ladies that likes the young girls. Imagine some poor 14-year-old girl that comes walking in the room. My God, horrifying. It's a demon. It's coming for you. What are you going to do about it? I was so prepared for this show. I only covered three stories. And that was only the pre-coverage of them. I had so much preparation, too, is a problem. I spend like probably 7 hours getting ready for a show. At night, in the morning. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Because you can't even really do it justice. It's a problem. Oh, they did find one of the clips. What is this? What's the date on this clip of me telling you about the White House meeting and the task force, what they're going to be releasing? All right, so this is November 23rd. Just 3.5 weeks ago or so, 3 weeks ago. I talked about it quite a few times. I don't know if what they found is the deep dive on it, but I spent like an hour on it about what I was told from two sources, because I got this from one source, and I believed them, but they're always a good source. And then separately, it was so exciting. A few days later, I was talking to somebody else who was there. They got all their aides and people there, and they were presenting all this on big screen TVs and all the proof. I mean, it is just, it's the keys to destroy the Democrat. It's victory. I mean, it is so exciting. And more keeps coming in, but I'm told the administration, I said, you've got to just start releasing all the stuff you've got. Don't wait as more comes in, even though it's worse. Start just releasing. And Gabbard already released 3-4 months ago that they proved the communist Chinese were sending in fake mail-in ballots and were accessing machines. And then after 2020, the FBI went and harassed and shut it down and covered it up. And they have the memos where the mid-level FBI were doing their job and they got shut down. Then the higher level sent out their corrupt teams, just compartmentalized, to harass the people that had discovered it. You don't want the Tina Peters treatment, do you? So this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And everything I was told, they're now teeing up to be released. And now here's the president. I played it last hour. Yeah, play my prediction first, and then play the president saying this is about to come out. And that's good, because in my conversations with the White House, when they're asking me all sorts of questions, what do you think about this, what do you think about that, what do you think about this, what do you think about that, I'm like, and I have guests on like Mark Mitchell, who never called him there, even though he's the top pollster. They're like, yeah, we saw on Alex, J.D. Vance. Can you come? He's like, sure. So he goes and meets with him for 3 hours, including the president. I mean, it's just good. It's not about, oh, look, they listen. It's about, man, we're really getting traction now. Thanks for keeping us on air. You've gotten traction. That's why they wanted us off the air. Because we're not just educating Trump. We're educating his cabinet and all the other people. And we're decompartmentalizing the military and the FBI. Because they're all smart people on average, but they're still compartmentalized. But they know, I know what I'm talking about. My guess is what we're talking about. So they go, how does that guy know this? I know everything he said there is right. I don't know about this. Let me go investigate. They go find out that's all right. Or maybe I'm wrong here. And they're like, oh, Alex, this is, and I'm like, you're great. Please teach me. You know, I'm sure as hell not far from perfect. The point is we're all working together to suss this out. Like Sherlock Holmes with his assistant Watson. And he's not in those books. I didn't read a lot of them, but there's still, you've got to read a few. You notice he's not really even putting down Watson when he's teaching him this stuff. Oh, it's elementary, my dear Watson, but it's not always elementary. He'll ask Watson stuff to see if he sees anything he doesn't see. That's why Sherlock Holmes will come in when he's investigating. He's not just asking people questions he thinks they're guilty. He's asking them to see what they think, because that spurs his mind. And that's what the show is. We're all Sherlock Holmes. We're all Watson. And they don't want you to start thinking like that, because then you'll start getting more facts, more information. You start learning about more things work. And then it's very hard to control an educated, informed, street smart people. But the reason I like to always show you a clip every day, at least, when what I told you comes true, it's not a prediction coming true. That meeting happened. This is going down. I just need you to know, back at the time, it wasn't that big a news story. Like, oh, yeah, there's Alex saying this again. I'm not saying this stuff. And most of the time, I don't even chase the story because I don't want to get involved in it. I knew about the secret meeting that's being held in a few hours in Nashville with Erica Kirk and the other lady, Candace Owens. I'm just like, I'm not even getting into this. But I can tell you, in my deep dive announcement a few days ago, it's got a lot of people's attention. And that what that was a call for, okay, I'll start talking to all the insiders and whistleblowers at every angle. Now I got to start vetting every angle of this to see what's right and who's wrong. And I'll have my findings soon for you. What I thought is where it's all aiming, but I'm still going to keep an open mind on this. But let's just say this. Candace Owens is wise to meet with them. Because when you actually analyze all these stories, all these claims that have been made, it's not gonna be good. So there's a concerted effort. I'm not saying by Candace, I think she's a good person. There's a concerted effort to destroy TPUSA because they got 2.5 million people registered to vote Republican in the last election, and if we wouldn't have had that, Trump would have lost. So the bottom line, that's why that's happening. And bottom line, man, I got some big FBI stuff. See, the problem, here's the deal. Most journalists, with one of the things I learn in like an hour a day, would spend like a week just messing with that one story and making a big deal about it and doing it. My problem is I've been hit with so much stuff that it makes my head spin. Like accomplices for the supposed shooter of Charlie Kirk. Why did they look at all those trannies that said he'll be dead tomorrow? Well, maybe they did. And what do you think is going to happen at the trial? Instead of them getting charged, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to be witnesses. So my issue is that's not enough. I'm going to stop right there. See, the problem is for me to even talk about that, I need to think about it, look at the other angles too. But it's coming in so fast is why I have trouble. Go ahead. Here I am last month telling you about the news that broke today. Here it is. But I talked to folks that were at White House meetings early last week. I mean, in the Oval Office, and they've got this information and they've confirmed it. How built-in computer chips in China smuggled through Taiwan, voting machines then sent to Venezuela, for over a decade have been operating stealing elections. And the White House has confirmed this. They've got the machines. They've got the proof. They know. And people say what they want about Susie Wiles. They're in there with Trump's task force, and they are preparing to bring this information out. Now, that's kind of a big exclusive you just got, right? And it's, you know, when I sit there and tell you something, it's going on.
That's all. They're good at cheating in elections. Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads. And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85 to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
That's right. All the real polls and demographic numbers don't show that the Democrats win anywhere.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, Methylene Red, Back in Stock, Bovine Colostrum,
Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexshowstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexshowstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I need to hit all this news to make sure I get to all of it by the end of the broadcast. So we'll take calls with Mike Lindell on election fraud and the vindication and all the intel he's got and what's coming out. I know he's been interfaced. I know he's got the same intel I've got about these cabinet meetings, about the task forces, because independently he's been one of the biggest researchers out there. So he's been feeding into that, and he's been proven right, a true hero, and he's now running for governor. And so it's just perfect time to have him back on. And then in the fourth hour, we'll have open phones on any of the subjects that you want to get into, but we're going to take some calls from Mike Lindell on 2020 being stolen, all the evidence we already have, the new evidence that's about to come out that Trump's about to release. And I can tell you, for the people that have seen it, it's everything we said and worse. I mean, it is smoking gun. Anytime I'm feeled down or anytime I'm overwhelmed, I start thinking about stuff like that. I mean, it's just, but man, when you got the enemy in your gun sights politically, nonviolently, you got to pull the trigger. Like you're hunting and a big old buck 300 yards comes out of the woods halfway, you got to pull the trigger because he might go back in. You don't want to wait till he walks all the way out. Nope, you got clear to fire? Relax and squeeze. And I don't mean literally shoot him. I'm saying we got him in the sight. Don't wait. Pull the trigger. Woo, baby. It is bad, 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 bad. Now, I've gotten so excited about this news the last hour and 35 minutes that I haven't plugged one time. You tune into regular talk radio. This is TV on talk radio. That's how I started. And we started just putting it on TV, too. And that's what it is. And that's how it works. Most people don't even really listen or focus on the actual ads. The real money's being made during the segments. And you hear all these little plugs and ads cut into it. And most talk show hosts, because I know the industry and it's very competitive, we've got to at least plug 1 minute every segment. We plug just a couple minutes every hour. But when I forget to plug, we got a big problem. And the problem around here is me. Because if I just plug twice an hour, I usually plug like once an hour, and today I've not been plugging, we're going to shut down if that happens. So I need your support. Please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's helped build and owns and runs the Alex Jones Network. And not just the podcast studio and news studio you've seen. They're building from scratch a whole new building in South Austin. Brand new steel building. Actually, two buildings. And all the equipment and all that stuff's going in. I mean, this is a huge outlay. So we're not taking the funds you send into our sponsor and going to Vegas with it, okay? Or playing blackjack or putting it in slot machines. We are betting it all on America in this war. We are totally committed. I mean, the owner of Big Lee is trying to save a woman they were beaten to death. And just off of his eyes with a face scan, Nate Hughes, they were going to put him in jail for many years, but Trump pardoned him last minute. So that's the kind of people like we work with, the real deals, ladies and gentlemen. And all they wanted him to do was, you know, claim he was part of some corrupt group or some bad thing, and they would have dropped charges. He wasn't part of some corrupt group or bad thing. He was there as an American patriot. So he wouldn't lie, so they put him in prison. We're putting him in prison. That's who you're backing, okay? Everybody in this organization is hardcore patriots, battle-tested. And so we are all in. I mean, I can tell you, Big Lee is so all in. They don't even really have, they pay their employees and a little bit for themselves, but they're all in. I know the finances. They're all in. All in on this fight. We need you to be all in. The very best supplements, the widest selection, some of the best designs of Patriot Apparel, TheAlexJonesStore.com, that changes the world. And if they're able to shut down InfoWars, which is a whole long update, which I won't do now, it's okay. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. I don't own the Alex Jones Store. This is Big Lee's business. They've done this for many years. They do a lot of other talk show hosts and people with their stuff. And they're going to run right into a brick wall trying to shut it down. And we intend to go 19 hours a day live from 5 a.m. to midnight every night. And that will be successful. That's phase one. Then we're going to try to go 24 hours a day. So this is going to be very exciting. But this is the house you built. And so continue to breathe life into it. I haven't even gotten into Ultra DNA Revival, anti-cancer, total health, cleaning out your mitochondria. What an incredible product. The bovine colostrum is the best. The methylene blue is the best. The Irish sea moss is the best. The turmeric's the best. The Shilajit is the best. It's all the best, the best, the best, the best. And people get it and are totally and completely blown away. And I've listened all the time on the street go, you know, I still bought that, but I thought supplements were a scam, but I was going to support you anyways. Damn, is it great? It works. Supplements are not a scam. That's the corporate media. Are there some companies and stuff and fly-by-night brands that are no, yeah. But, I mean, my God, almost everything you go to Whole Foods and buy works. I mean, the reason the supplements are one of the fastest-growing industries the last 30 years is because it works. The reason people buy Toyotas is because they hardly ever break down. I mean, it's not like this is rocket science here. But we have the very best. And when you see those best-selling brands at Whole Foods that cost as much or more as ours, most of our products are just private labels of that. We don't reinvent the wheel. What's the highest rated? What works the best? What has the best studies? What is the cleanest? What is the... Okay, let's approach them. And rarely have what these companies said, no, we won't private label. Because they get it, it's another market. We've had to sign a few agreements where we don't want to get attacked or anything, so you have to sign an NDA that we won't say who supplies it. In fact, most of them do that. But, I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, you know, if I was a rich guy and Tesla would let me private label their cars, I could call them something else, I'd do that. Or if Toyota or Honda would let me, you know, private label their cars, you know, they don't do that, but supplements do. So if I was going to go private label a car, I'd go, what's the best seller? What has the highest ratings? What do people like? What lasts the longest? We have the new creatine gummies, two different flavors, a daily allowance in each gummy. They taste incredible. I mean, if you like sour stuff, they're super strong. You know what creatine does? It's not just for your muscle and overall health. It's the brains where it really works. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, I asked Bigley over the weekend, because, you know, they set up the sales. I said, why are we ending 40% off on December 14th? Because we can get stuff out anywhere in the United States, including Hawaii. If somebody orders by, like, the 19th, they'll get it before Christmas. Our average shipping is three days in the U.S., and they ship now within 24 hours, unless you order on a, you know, Saturday night or something. They don't ship on Sunday. And they said, yeah, well, we've got all these new, you didn't see all the new stuff came in, and all the new daggers and all the new, you know, I said, no, I'm sorry. I dropped the ball. They said, okay, well, you got to cut those ads today. This is this morning. We'll extend the 40% off today. It ends at midnight. 40% off site-wide, all the supplements, all the Patriot apparel, ultramethylene blue, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue caps, ultimate CMOS capsules, ultimate life force, everything else, everything site-wide, 40% off. And it's almost a loss leader on apparel. The average markup, 60% on apparel. It's quality clothing. So please do your Christmas shopping there. Tomorrow we'll have some new items to offer, but the big mega sale will be over, and that is how we stay on the air. Thank you so much, and I salute you for your support. But let me just play this ad, because I hadn't seen this ad. The crew cut this. This is a caller into Brianna Morello last week, and I've had people on the street tell me this, and family too. They're like, what do you mean by... It's like coffee, but with no letdown. It gives you energy with no letdown, and you can sleep on it. What does that mean? And it makes you feel younger. What does that mean? And I'm just like, my doctor 7 years ago, medical doctor, told me to get on USP medical grade. I went and bought it. Didn't really do anything. My wife loved it. This company, Bigley, got, I said, get the best. They got a medical company. It's also used in medical stuff. Instead of using radioactive dye and people when they're doing before heart surgery or brain surgery, they put methylene blue in now because it's non-toxic. And then that can be picked up by the CAT scans and MRIs, and then they can map if there's any leakage or stuff with that. They're like, yeah, we'll sell you medical grade. We have the company that literally produces it for, I mean, this is like some super grade insane, okay? All the credits to Bigley, I don't know how they got it. Because all these people that love the top brands say, even the top brands, ours is better. You are insane if you don't give yourself this Christmas the gift of ultramethylene blue. And just believe me, buy three or four more bottles for your friends and family because you're going to love it. 99% of people, literally. I think it was like 500 people, three people didn't feel it. That's more than 99%. Within 30 minutes, you have insane energy and clarity and no letdown. But the real power of it is the long-term effects. Now, be very careful. Talk to your physician before. I'm not going to... If you're on SSRIs and stuff, it can literally make you go crazy and jump off a roof. All right? And there's a bunch of other stuff. This is not, we're not playing around here, okay? But it just, it skips a bunch of the processes in the cell and the oxidization process that's so bad for the body. It just does insane things. It's like iodine at the next level. Like, you've got to have iodine to live and all cellular activity. And what scientists have told me, what studies say is, this is like iodine, but not even at the next level, not even squared. It's like exponential. But be careful when you take it. I would only take a few drops the first time, because a few people I know thought they were going insane and had taken mushrooms or something, including one of the guys in there around the thing. He's like, got him. Yeah. And that's pretty much the first time you take it, is because I took a dropper full, but only drank half of the iced tea I put it in. And just, okay, let me see this product. Okay, boom, I've taken my liquid away before. Show ends, and I start going, man, I'm hot. I feel crazy. What? And I go in the bathroom, I take my shirt off, my skin turned red. It wasn't high, it was just red. I'm like, what? And I go, I think I'm going crazy. And I'm like, wait a minute, methylene blue. And I was like, well, hopefully this doesn't get much better, because I feel great. I feel high as a kite with energy. Electricity shooting through my fingers, but I said, please don't get more intense. And it didn't get more intense. It had peaked within an hour, but I was like scared after that. So the next day I'd take like two drops, and I felt really nothing with two drops. You know, it's half a drop, it's like 10 drops. And then I go, well, I'll take a half drop the next day. Ooh, felt, but not as intense. The point is, it builds up. That's why you see like Kennedy's like, psh, 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 you know, a whole bunch of droppers. I'm just telling you, this stuff is insane. And we have tens of millions of listeners a day, conservatively. Less than 1% ever buy it. If 2% of you would just go get it, we have an 80%+ reorder rate because it works so good. And then I can have a 24-hour network and reporters all over the world, and we'll take down the New World Order. But you've got to invest in people fighting tyranny. But it's simple. What does the best salesman know? Who are the best salesmen in the world? People that sell the best products. And so anything I sell you is going to be the best product I can find. So again, 14 years ago, I believe silver and gold had hit their peaks, was speculative. I said, still have as a backup for your hedge for inflation, but I said, I am out, and I recommend you're out. And I waited 12 years to come back in, and I came in right at the beginning of the bull market. Because I tell you, and I do exactly what I do. If I'm telling you something is the best, it's because I believe it is. And I could be wrong, because maybe I haven't discovered something better yet. See what I'm saying? I cannot tell you that our methylene blue is the best. I can tell you it is heads above anything I've ever taken. I can tell you the listeners agree. But I'm not going to tell you it is the best. I've told listeners, hey, if you're already on this stuff and you take ours and you've got a brand that's better, I love these folks we're working with. I'll go with them in a second. And when we upgrade a product, which why most of them that are old say plus, it means over the years we find a better formula. And by law, you've got it with a supplement. Every time you reformulate, change the name. So we say plus. So when you see plus, it means it's been reformulated. And then the next time it gets too confusing, we just change the name entirely. So you heard of DNA Force? Well, what do you think Ultra DNA Revival is? We had DNA Force, then we had DNA Force Plus. This formula is a lot different, but it's so similar in ways, it's now a new name. The third reformulation. So I'm just explaining this to you. I want the mojo of being right. I want the mojo of being the guy that tells the truth. Evil people want to be the biggest liars they can, the biggest deceivers. You know, Wolf of Wall Street, which is a true story. Even Jordan Belfort admitted he did those things he did. He's sitting there talking to some guy trying to get him to invest in a satellite company that's a guy in his garage. He knows it's a scam. And when the guy puts in all his money, he goes, F you know, silently laughs and hangs up the phone. So here's Jordan Belfort over here, who's in the scale of evil, not even that bad, but, you know, young and stupid and thought it was cool to screw people. Well, I've never been like that. See, I'm the opposite of Jordan Belfort. Plus, why wouldn't I want to be the guy that told you good advice? Because I want a relationship with you. And I know I harp on this, but My dad used to always tell me growing up, he said, thugs and scumbags and low-level losers would rather steal a dollar from you than make a million with you honestly. And he always said you got to look out for the low-level scumbags that are dumb and think they're tough because they'll kill you, they'll rob you, they'll cheat you because they're too stupid. And I experienced that, and that even when I was a young man, I saw Carlito's Way, great movie, underrated with Al Pacino. And there's Benny Blanco from the Bronx, who's this low-level scumbag and everything. But he underrates him, and even though he escapes the mafia and all this stuff at the end, he's getting on the train with his girlfriend to escape, and Benny Blanco pumps a bunch of bullets into him. And you're not even sure if he makes it. Probably dies. But it's a story of trying to escape your past. And Hakeem Jeffries and Hillary Clinton and Jasmine Crockett and Al Gore and Keir Starmer, they're Benny Blanco from the Bronx. And you can think, oh, they're just scum. That's how they are. Don't worry about them. Oh, they're no, you got to take them deadly serious because they will destroy us. What's the Bible say? Little foxes spoil the grapes. You're looking for a bear or some big animal. They used to have bears, by the way, in the Middle East. They all got extinct and being hunted. And it's going to come into your vineyard and just eat all your grapes. And you'll see him. You'll go out and stop him, run off the bear. But little foxes, they sneak in at night. And you can't really see them. And then when you go out and see your grapes, they're all gone. Because little foxes spoil the grapes. So that's where I am on this. And I appreciate you. And I'm done plugging. I overcompensated for not plugging last hour. But I also want you to know my philosophy, what I stand for, what I believe in. Because I also want to sell you on my philosophy. And I think that's why you're already tuned in. You already have my philosophy. I have your philosophy. You're not tuning in because you're really learning something most of the time. Though I learn stuff from you, you learn stuff from me. You're tuning in because you already know it. But maybe I have a nuance you don't have, you have a nuance I don't have. We're bouncing it off each other. That's what this is. And they don't want you doing that. They don't want you thinking that. I'm telling you, if I could ever convince the 99% of you to just believe me, has my information been wrong? Seldom. To just support the broadcast, you would be amazed. But regardless, we've got a plan to get it done. We have a responsibility to be on air 19 hours a day. That's my bare minimum goal. When things break, right when it's happening, live news, analysis. I'm planning on having shows with big screen TVs and war rooms where people are standing up. I'm standing up with lapel mics and stuff's breaking in live time. And we're sliding with all the latest clips and analysis as it breaks. Now, those are exhausting shows. So those hosts, and I'm going to do it myself too, it'll be 1 hour just war. Like, enter the war. Like, oh, this is breaking. This is trending. Look at this legislation. And then that way it makes you get in the game where there's a timer going down. I was thinking to make ourselves discipline ourselves where you go with a few stories you already want, and then you've got producers in there. This is breaking. That's breaking. And you've only got like 2 minutes to cover each story. Because it's not even about going in depth on those. It's about getting people in the game of information warfare. Well, I think we'll have like maybe 4 hours a day of those. Can you imagine that the shows like that where it's the internet integrated into a big multifaceted broadcast and then late night entertainment comedy shows, but mixed with information and truth. But, you know, we'll have some llamas in and some trained monkeys and some midgets and, you know, throw some midgets at dartboards. You know, we deserve to have a little fun too. For the Jedi, there is time to eat as well. Hell, maybe on the weekends, we set up a studio and have in different chefs and sit around and cook a meal. And, you know, I got a lot of ideas, folks, and my ideas always work out. And I bet you're listening going, yeah, I like that idea because you're just like me. It'd be fun to watch clips of dumb liberals acting stupid. Because we cover hardcore stuff, but it's also fun to make fun of them and have some fun. So maybe we have, maybe 10% of the shows are just comedy and laughing at them. And while you're doing it, maybe you're, grilling steaks or something, or learning how to make a new type of pie or a casserole. I don't know. That's what I want to do. We're the culture. We're the future. And I want to have black talk show hosts, Hispanic talk show hosts, white talk show hosts, European talk show hosts, Japanese talk show hosts, Mexican talk show hosts. I just want to go crazy. But I got to build it. And we've already built so much together. So I am kind of giving you an update on where things are going. But in the words of John Paul Jones, I've not yet begun the fight. He actually studied that particular battle in 77 or 78. He's out there fighting a ship three times his size, twice the crew. But he had better soldiers and fighters he knew per capita. And so the captain hails across, well, their masts are blown off, and they've got tie lines on, and his ship's sinking, but it's tied to the British ship, so it's not going to sink, he knows. And he comes across on his bullhorn, not electric, but, you know, just the tube, and he says, we'll give you a quarter, give up. And he says, surrender, I've not yet begun to fight, because he knew they were already tied onto him. He knew they had just shot their volley. He could time it. He knew that they were under ship now, hanging on, I read the account, hanging down under it with their guns right above the waterline into the side of that ship. Because he's a captain. He's battling and fighting at the deck commanding. And he knows, okay, takes a couple minutes for us to reload. A minute and a half. They just shot. They just blasted our mast off. We're tied up with hooks to them. We just shot a minute and a half ago. That means they're about to fire again. Fire! Boom! Blows up through the deck, knocks out a third of their men, and then says, charge! And says, I've not yet begun to fight, and they charge over, kill most of them, and take both ships, save both ships. I mean, that's what it's about. And I'm telling you, man, we're John Paul Jones. The InfoWar is up against them. Our hooks are in. They've already blasted their blast. We're reloaded. Our people are sitting there with their cutlasses and their muskets. And we're like, and our people want to fight. Our people aren't little sneaky pussies like yours. We're spoiling for it. And I mean this informationally, but also physically, we go there. And we're ready. And we're about to be on your deck. So, you want to fight? You got one. I feel like I want to be Blackbeard and light my hair on fire, but I don't have any. Because this is the excitement of this. This isn't some job. This isn't some chore. You're supposed to fight tyranny. That's the continuing animating contest we're talking about. I haven't gotten to Rob Reiner. There's countless times he attacked me on TV and on the late night comedy and on X, and I was sad to hear when he died, because creepy Hollywood guy, a lot of weird stuff, hadn't been proven. But, I mean, he was funny in a lot of the movies. He made some good movies. And I had just grown up when I thought he was a likable fella, and he would say lies about me and stuff. I would, you know, it was just weird. It's surreal. Well, now he and his wife reportedly, according to People Magazine and others, the witnesses, the son stabbed him to death, drug addict. That's no secret. He was a drug addict. And I just felt sad. I felt sad he's dead. You know, I hope he got his heart right with God. Totally deranged over Trump. But he did celebrate me being censored. He did it. He thought it was so much fun. We've got a clip of him on MSNBC when we come back. And it's just sad. But it's just emblematic of the old Hollywood's dead. It's gone, both literally and figuratively. We'll be right back.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at theAlexShowStore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation to take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theAlexShowStore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate sea moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexshowstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Our message.
medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Minnesota. The entire political system is freaking out, coming after him. We'll have Mike Lindell on at 6 after when a bunch of stations join us. So, Mike Lindell coming up here in about 5 minutes. So, Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were killed by their son, according to People Magazine. The police have been questioning him. They were now reportedly stabbed to death. Very, very sad. I liked him as Meathead, even though it was kind of an anti-family communist show, they admitted, to undermine society with Archie Bunker, but I did grow up watching that. Especially anytime I was at my mom's dad's house visiting them a lot. He always watched that show. And then I liked him in Spinal Tap. I liked him. I love the movies he produced. I thought he was great in Wolf of Wall Street. He was a very likable guy on screen. And so when he would celebrate me being censored or call for me to be censored and call for me to be, you know, put in a digital gulag, it was weird. And then he would just make up all these lies about Trump and then said he was going to have to check into a mental institution when Trump won last November. I was really worried about him. And it's emblematic of the insanity of Hollywood and just how cultically they are about hating Trump when Trump is just a populist and almost everything they say about him isn't true. So look, in his life, you know, the threat wasn't Republicans. The threat wasn't Donald Trump. And look at Donald Trump trying to stop all the drugs pouring into the country. Reportedly his son, you know, according to the movie he made about it, is a huge drug addict. So, you know, there you go. But I'm sad he's dead, and I you know wish his family well. You know, I put a report out this morning saying condolences to them. The left all attacked me and said I should be thrown in prison, and they hope I'm destroyed. And it just shows how crazy they are. But we can't act like them. So here's one of the clips we were able to find of him when I finally got censored celebrating, and here it is.
That is the biggest problem I see with. Because I think of it as two mainstream medias. You have, you know, Washington Post, New York Times, all the networks except for Fox, working very hard to get the truth out.
To be fair, there are some really genuinely very good journalists at Fox who
yes.
do some genuinely
yes.
good journalism.
Yes, they're, you know.
Look at Ed Henry's interview with Scott
absolutely,
Pruitt.
Absolutely, you know, we've got Shepard Smith. I mean, there are good journalists there. But this is the first time that you have mainstream media essentially divided into two halves so that you have, you know, Fox, Breitbart, Sinclair, and Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God, you know, trafficking in another narrative. And so, you know, when shock and awe with these guys, the four journalists who got the truth out during the run-up to the war, they were facing headwinds of patriotism, the trauma of 9/11, but they weren't facing the headwinds that real journalists who are working very hard now to get the truth at, which is this cement block, a wall that they cannot penetrate with the truth. And that's the scary part.
You mean if you take the COVID shot, you can't get COVID, you can't spread it? You mean two men can have a baby? There's no X or Y chromosomes. You mean Republicans steal all these elections with no evidence? With all the evidence that you guys stealing them, it doesn't exist. Anybody questioning should be thrown in jail. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party used to be just as corrupt as the Democrats 20, 30 years ago. But we got a populist beachhead with the Tea Party and Ron Paul and our audience of activists and began reforming it in the last 20 years. And now it's becoming more and more populist, more and more patriot. It's now the most populist party in the country. It's now the biggest party in the country. The Democratic Party has record low fundraising, record low poll numbers. They are the elite party. They're the party of all the wars. They're the party of censorship. They're the party of debanking. They're the party that mirrors the EU and the UK that wants to arrest you for your free speech. And the party of sowing racism and division and of election fraud. But still, all these fossils like Rob Reiner still think they're the good guys, talking about civil liberties and freedom, when the general public can see you're the tyrants. And you're the ones that want to bring in all these illegal aliens and rapists and murderers and these Democrat judges that then let them out of jail a day later to go reoffend. People know. So, Rob Reiner, vaya con Dios. We'll be right back.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at theellisshowstore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have five-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theellisshowstore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine Colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene Red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate Sea Moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at TheAlexShowStore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been interviewing the great Mike Lindell, true American patriot, entrepreneur, trailblazer that exposed the 2020 election fraud, has been totally vindicated. The president's task force, as I reported 3 weeks ago, exclusively, because I had people that were there, who saw in the cabinet meeting the evidence, everything about the Chinese chips and remote access and the mail-in ballots and all the manipulation, they have all the proof. And already a lot of it's come out, but it is totally devastating. As Trump said, it's truckloads by the day. He's dropping a nuclear bomb on them. Very soon they're going to start releasing it. Tulsi Gabbard already released documents months ago that China was involved, was hacking machines, was sending in mail-in ballots. Then the Democrat FBI came in and blocked that. So they had a combination of ways they were doing it, totally vindicated. And Mike Lindell spent his entire $100 million fortune, until he's like me, two pennies rubbed together, richer than ever spiritually, and attacked and defaulted by a judge where the judge finds you guilty that has a show trial. So they act like they had a trial. It is just crazy. But he's going to get into his big announcement for governor and already in the numbers coming out showing minus massive fraud, he's the governor. I mean, really? Yeah, we need independent people. We don't need Tampon, the communist Chinese agent, Walt. And so we got the big governor announcement last week, and the development side of that, we were blessed enough to have it actually announced a week before here, but officially announced a week later. What's happened in poll numbers, things since then, but also the attorney general coming after you politically instantly when you did that with new investigations there in your state. He's a mini-me, obviously, of Letitia James in New York. Then the Tina Peters update on is there going to be a pardon, what's happening with that hero. And then the big enchilada is walking through what you believe is going to be in this task force news that comes out. We already have been told, but people that saw it, they say it's incredible. And then just big picture, what the American people need to do to stay frosty, because the Muslim Brotherhood, that's openly allied with the Democrats, the EU, BlackRock, the big universities, has had thousands of imams last month say, launch jihad, launch attack, and now you see it all over the place. U.S. troops killed by ISIS in the Middle East. Christmas tree, you know, Christmas attacks with trucks. The National Guard killed, 16 Jews killed, and dozens of others wounded. And even the government, not even saying it's Muslims, saying the prime minister said the number one threat's right-wing extremists out of a clear blue sky. We need to take all your guns. So the globalists aren't going to give up. They're an international coalition of communists, globalists, ultra-rich, Islamicists, you name it. So there's a lot to cover. So let's get, you're going to have the floor right now. So don't stop or I'll interrupt. Get into the gubernatorial announcement, okay. The news that came out of that, and then Tina all right. Peters, and then all the election fraud news. Mike Lindell, people can find out more at Mike Lindell. We'll put that on screen. Mike Lindell, gov.com. So that's important.
Mike Lindell, gov.com. Let me tell you, everybody, let's get right into it. I announced last Thursday, and I was very surprised the way the media, all the way to the Daily Mail, they actually put a good picture of me smiling. They actually, I mean, it's like all my negative stuff that's been up there for so long is gone. Everybody was, I thought they were pretty good. Of course, I didn't get a real big announcement out of Fox News and Newsmax, which, you know, that's disgusting, but I, you know, they, could be expected.
Oh, that's always, I said I would interrupt. That's always the sabotage of real populist candidates. They never give real MAGA candidates that have a real shot of winning attention. The real cutting of the throat is by them.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Alex. And anyway, I was very encouraged and I had to go do two speeches right away. One that night and one where it's our central committee where all the candidates were there. And so I was only 2 days and, I was in the top three already with the straw poll. Those guys have been campaigning already for 4 months and you only get to talk for like 5 minutes. So I only, I basically wanted to tell them, get the message across. Why did I come into the campaign so late? And, there were a lot of reasons, but the way when my wife and I prayed about it since August, and I had to make sure that my pillow was stable. I don't want to leave behind, because when I go all in, I'm all in on this now. I'm in it to win. I'm going to win it, and we're going to make Minnesota great again. This all comes together right now, as you all know, my pillow is the tip of the spear for so many things, getting the problems with that, you know, with this whole, the biggest crimes, welfare crimes, in history of the United States, according to Stephen Miller. And, we have a huge problem here with the Somalians that have came here, these programs. They need to be looked at regardless, even if you took the crime out of it. But one of the things too is our governor. I just want to say one thing about our governor that we have here in Minnesota, because everyone will say our governor is worse than your governor. When you have this kind of crime in the billions of dollars, let's just say you didn't know about it. Or someone, I didn't know about it. Boy, we gotta fix this. Well, then you're guilty of being the biggest neglect of a guy. Think of it as a CEO in charge of a big business.
You're massively incompetent and negligent.
You are massively. At the very minimum. You know, I macromanage and micromanage my pillow, all my businesses. And I'll tell you what, you need communication. You need to hold each one accountable. You're the CEO. So, and I will say that. And then another thing.
Well, why was George Washington so good? He came from nothing. And by the time he became the commanding general, he was the richest man in America. He wasn't already a great military leader because everybody respected him. He wasn't, you know, just super handsome and a badass and a war hero. Right. He had become the richest man in the colonies by his business acumen. And we need to get back to that. We don't want more lawyers, folks. We want businessmen and women. That is what America really, because you know how to run something. You've proven you're successful.
Yeah, Alex, they said, what does Mike Lindell know about politics? Number one, I don't want to be a politician. I want to be a great leader. And I've already proven that, and we're building something out of nothing.
Look up George Washington. Look up George Washington. He was a businessman. Right. First and foremost, I would use the analogy of our first president wasn't just a great soldier. He was first and foremost a businessman.
Right. No, that's a great, I'll have to read up on that because I did not know that. But that's exactly right, everybody, that what Alex is saying. I've taken my pillow and other businesses from nothing and I don't just let one part of the business go each day. I look at every single thing every day. So we're all moving in parallel. Well, and then also being able to take something, my pillow being the most attacked business in history, period, and being able to keep that going and be able to fix things that are getting blown full of holes. Well, right now, Minnesota's blown full of holes. There's so many problems, and we've got solutions as a businessman to each one of those. And I really believe that there's so many things that I know. It would take hours on your show, Alex, but each thing, you know, I used to live in the streets of Minneapolis. There's so many things that people don't think about, the problems. They think about the basic ones, the economy and all this. Well, there's other things too. You know, in Minnesota here, our box stores and our malls and the downtown is empty. We can't, you know, we've got to get these things on a playing field with the internet, with the footprint you're in right now. There's just so many things, and these welfare systems, I'll give you an example. Our education system here, I've talked to so many teachers. We have not just problems there, but now we have other problems because we have the Somalian population that is winning the classrooms and stuff. And you have, if you have not just them, but let's you have other problem children. There's so many regulations and red tape that the teachers, you can't deal with these, with this over here. You have a whole new problem. And so you can't move them students out of there. So now our whole education has went just tanked in Minnesota. But there's so many things to look at, one area. Well, I'm going to look at this because that's in trouble right now. You got to be proactive in things. And I'll tell you what I really like right now with Minnesota is all this. It's all getting opened up. This fraud has called to attention for not just Minnesota, but the whole nation. Problems in our welfare programs. Number one, they need to be relooked at. Number two, how easy it was to take to steal. And I believe this is what came out, Alex, is Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota. It's coming out that he knew about it or might even be in on it. Him and Ilhan Omar. Well, remember, everybody, Keith Ellison has attacked my Lindell Recovery Network that helps addicts get to Jesus. And so there's a lot of things coming out right now that will now get national attention. Ilhan Omar, you guys, made $65,000. That was her net worth 4 years ago. Now it's 35 or 36 million. And, you know, this is going to be looked into. That's impossible. I mean, there's something. Where's the money come from?
Yeah, she gets into Congress with no money and is now worth $30 million. Well, here's the deal. As you said, they've already tracked it all back. She was in command of all of the Somali fraud through the networks and through her adjuncts. And then it's already clear that then the Democrat Party above her was also getting a cut. So obviously, we know Tampon Tim didn't turn a blind eye to this. They started these as beta tests many years ago.
Yep.
You exposed it. Now they've scaled it up, and it turns out the Somalis in Maine, in Washington State, everywhere, Tennessee, have been caught running the exact same scams. So this is huge.
Yeah, it is huge, everybody. And then I've looked at, you look at other places in the world where they've went, and I see the thing, Sweden, all these other places where it's like 70 to 75% are on some kind of welfare getting at that, wherever they land in the world. Well, then we better look at our, you know, the ones that are here now, we better look at those programs. If they're just built for people just to sit on there and just, let's say they was doing it legitimately. Let's say it was legitimate. And you get a driver's license. Waltz just hands you a driver's license, which now you can vote too, by the way. You can drive on our streets.
By the way, for those who don't know, I played the clip 2 weeks ago. You're having a legislative meeting and people can pull this up. We just play it again. And they're asking the head Democrats, she's saying, so you give out a driver's license and with that you can vote. They say yes. They're not even denying it.
Yeah, they're not denying it. This happened. I'm glad that this is getting national attention because Tim Walz went and ran for vice president. So everybody got a taste of what's going on in Minnesota. And now all this is coming out, you guys. It's absolutely disgusting. Minnesota is now the tip of the spear. This is a bigger thing. They're like the Trojan horse where we don't want Sharia law. We don't want to end up all these stuff that's came in here that regulates we have as businesses. There's so many regulations and businesses here in Minnesota, but a lot of it has to do with their prayer times and stuff like this that we're going to, you know, these things that they have put
in.
Yeah,
people
that don't know,
all the schools in Minneapolis, St. Paul, for what, 5 years have prayer rooms, not for Christians. They tell a Christian kid, don't wear a cross.
That's right.
Don't give out Christmas cards. which, by the way, is a violation. You can have the state have an official religion. Anybody can have whatever religion they want. But it is an official state religion to, it violates the First Amendment, to put in prayer rooms for the Muslims and give them breaks to do it. That is a state-run religion, the opposite of what Thomas Jefferson said. And people don't understand. Yeah. They're now trying to get Houston to pass laws for prayer rooms. So it's all Sharia law, them forcing their system on us.
Yep. And they tried to do that with our businesses here, too, in Minnesota, that you had to provide them with that. I know Jeff Bezos a few years ago, 5-6 years ago, he fought them. He said, no, you're not going to shut down my lines, my work lines, in the middle of the day for five times or whatever it is for your prayer time or your prayer rooms or your praying. And it's so, right, like I say, we're at a very tip of a spear.
And they're blasting their call to prayer starting at 5 a.m., ending at midnight. It's
all
pissing
over Minneapolis.
On you. It's dominating you.
Yep. Yeah, all over Minneapolis. And this is, so there's different problems going on, but one of the things, I look at it as a blessing that you see now that they were very blessed to come here. And then you have all this fraud and everything and all the stuff that they can't, you know, that you can't assimilate and you can't, it's not going to happen. So where it ends up, it's going to end up being a really good thing that all this is coming out right now at the perfect time in history. And, you know, you get through it all and then it comes out, it's going to be, I don't know, 10 times better than it was because it was, if these things didn't happen, if this fraud didn't happen, we'd be in a bad position because then you end up getting boiled like a frog. And it's just,
well,
all of a sudden
a lot of lesser fraud, but still very bad hidden, but these outrageous, arrogant levels is crazy. But, I've seen their attacks on you saying, what is a businessman that had the number one retail product in America for years? That's almost impossible to do. What does he know?
Yeah.
Well, what do these lawyers know? And again, you didn't know about this. You know, George Washington was a great soldier, but as a businessman in the South, in all these dangerous areas, as a person that went in and created all the border lines and, you know, did all of the, you know, setting up a property while under attack as a surveyor, and then all these other businesses, he was so good because administratively, he knew how to get the best prices, to pick the best people. He was a workaholic. He complained, not leading battles from the front against the German troops and the British and all of them, where he would, like a general up front, nobody does that, even back then, not even Napoleon. He said his eyes would hurt because he could read and work 24 hours a day like Trump, but his eyes would get exhausted. So he was a master of writing hundreds of letters a day, reading thousands of dispatches, and just micromanaging everything as a businessman. Nope. That was his gift for business. Then he had everything else.
He was in government.
Absolutely. That's what we need, is somebody like you or Donald Trump.
100%. I can tell. I'll give an example. That, you know, like I'm getting advice from, obviously my friend Rudy Giuliani. When he cleaned up New York, you look for things that work. When he cleaned up New York and made him safe back in the day. Well, you take that model, you put this in. There's also, I'll just give someone another, and by the way, I'm going to put all my solutions right up on my website, MikeLindellGov.com, because you know what? If somebody wants to take that and put it in sooner, hey, let's go copy Mike. Like, you know what? We need help now, you know, so if they want to do that, that's fine. Put it in because these solutions will work. One of the things, Alex, that was done by my good friend Ben Carson, when he was working with HUD, Secretary of HUD, they came up with this system or this, the solution for all the homeless in the streets and the people in addiction and the mental, needed mental help in this. And they were going to start L.A. County in L.A. was the first county they were going to do it in. And even the Democrats there agreed, wow, this is a great system. And what it is when you take them and you're basically sorting, hey, this person, they need this kind of help. They need this kind of help. You put them in the right help. Instead of just giving them stuff, the resources, you put them in the right help again, and it was an amazing, amazing platform, and it got shut down right before the China virus. I have those blueprints. I have them all. Minneapolis.
And that's
could
beautiful.
Be the
first meanwhile,
beautiful.
Meanwhile, in Seattle and San Francisco, they give them alcohol and money for drugs.
Yeah. It's that there's, you know, people wonder and then they go, well, Mike, what are you going to do with taxes and stuff? Well, you know what? Yeah, I have a great
tax. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Type in San Francisco, I think spends $50 million a year. I saw this the other day. Giving homeless jugs of liquor. Like, why would you?
Yeah. It's unreal. And then, well, look at, they used to give them crack stuff in the streets, crack pipes and everything else. Remember back in the day that that was one of their things to solve the problem. These are common sense solutions that we have that I have to secure and fix these things. And then when they say, well, Mike, are you going to lower taxes? And you'll lower taxes. Yeah, that's fine. You know what? You can maybe lower tax a lot what I have, because the money that's spent, yeah, let's just remove the fraud, that $8 billion. But let's say you get everything, you get the fraud removed. You need the money that is spent on these programs. You got to make sure that these programs are working, or you change the programs. You need to change the input. You look at everything, and you want to make it the best bang for your buck there is.
And by the way, it's going to be easy for somebody like you or Trump, because
absolutely,
the Democrats
absolutely
always want to make the problem worse instead of fix it.
Yep.
So stay right there. Yep. We got to go to break soon. But I want to give the number out. We're going to just take 6-7 calls for you. Your chance to talk unfiltered to the great Mike Lindell, running for governor of Minnesota. We've all got to get behind this. There's so much excitement. I just feel victory in the air. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Specific questions for Mike Lindell. We still got 3-4 minutes to break. Now, shifting gears, I want to get into Trump getting ready, because I was told this a month ago, and now he's announced it, with the massive proof vindicating everything next segment. But briefly, Tina Peters, you've got inside baseball on a pardon. It's a state crime, though. How does Trump do that? And she's dying in jail. She's a hero. Tell us about that.
Yeah. The latest, everybody, as you've seen, he came out and he put the federal pardon out. And Peter Tinkin, his Tina's attorney, had sent him this beautiful letter and said, here, we need this federal pardon. Remember, I had said, hey, everyone said, well, you can't pardon her at the federal level because this is state. Well, and obviously the governor of Colorado, Polis, he wants her in there because we don't even know if he was in on the crimes that Jenna Griswold committed, the Secretary of State. But what they've doing, everybody, by this federal pardon, now is, I don't know if it's ever been done before, Alex, but according to the Constitution, the way you can interpret it, that would override and he would be able to get Tina out. Now, this has never come up before, where you have a governor arguing with the president of the United States over a person to pardon him or not. Maybe it's never come up before. So this, I believe, is going to have to come together. Maybe it'll have to go to court or whatever and say, this is the way we read it, make a ruling, and let's get her out. We're praying that the governor in Colorado should just make the right decision right now and just get her out by Christmas. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. She should.
And I know most people know about it. For people that don't, you have the Secretary of State releases the codes of breaking the computers days before publicly.
Right.
Then she exposes, does her job, gets the data to show it. So they throw her in prison.
Right.
And now they're trying to kill her in prison. She's got all these health problems.
Right.
These people are beyond sick. Why are they so scared of her?
They're so scared because this is why. The Secretary of State, most of them control our elections in this country, by the way. I've only met two that I would even trust to be in the same room, by the way. But that was back then. There might be some new ones. But Jenna Griswold, the biggest criminal of all the Secretaries of State, she deleted the 2020 election in the spring of 21, everybody. She deleted the whole election, called the Trusted Build, her and the Dominion Voting Machine Company. They all got deleted by Jenna Griswold. Now, why is that bad? It's a federal felony on every level. By our government says you have to hold those records for 22 months. By the way, it's 28 months by Colorado law. She deleted them almost 2 years early. And they're gone. The only one that had the copy was Tina Peters. Every other clerks took backups, but they all succumbed and said, oh, here you go. Because they made Tina look like she did something wrong.
And that's why they're so mad at her, because she has the evidence of what they did.
She's got all the evidence, everybody. If that evidence has been, by the way, that image has been posted on Lindell TV for 2.5 years. If you want to go check it out yourself, called Inside the Machine. They're afraid because they'll all be put in prison, Alex. My dream will come true. To recycle these machines, melt them down into prison bars and
All right, stay there because because it's happening. Trump has his task force. I tell people that were in the meetings when they saw the evidence. It was just everything you talked about and more. I know you've got some of the inside baseball on that as well. Let's talk about what we're going to see next and take phone calls for Mike Lindell right now when we come back. 877-789-2539. Specific questions for him about governor, election fraud, Tina Peters, you name it. Stay with us.
We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
To AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
yesterday saying they have got truckloads of evidence. They're getting ready to release it. I want to play this clip and get Mike Lindell's take on it.
That's all. They're good at cheating in elections. Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating. Because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads. And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85 to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California, because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
So, Mike, you've been at the heart of exposing the fraud. Started Lindell TV, got sued by the deep state, rigged court cases, defaulted, no jury trial. But what I've seen from the White House, and people that were at those meetings a month ago, or 3 weeks ago that I first broke, now you see he's announcing it. It's a whole cocktail of fraud. China, the machines to Taiwan and Venezuela, remote accessing, but also the mail-in ballots, the manipulating the ballots, having illegal aliens on the ballots. I mean, it's all coming out. We actually see it in the news. Now, suddenly what you said 5 years ago, what I said, the witnesses said, is 250,000 illegal aliens on the voter rolls of Maricopa County. All of this is being confirmed. Everything is crazy. Total vindication, Mike Lindell. So explain what your hearing is about to come out, what your own research shows, and then how they tried to cover this up, and where we go from there.
Yep. Every single thing that's going to come out, we had 4.5 years ago or during the last 4.5 years. I'm talking from whistleblowers and Serbia and Venezuela. I had all this. I had sent planes over there before, I mean, to try and get these people out. But now all the data, all the stuff that I've been shouting for 4.5 years and my team's on the ground. Remember, we have over 300,000 people on the ground with CosmAmerica in all 50 states. All these reports, everything turned in. Now, what is the difference now? Now it's going to come right out of the DOJ, where other people have looked at it, and where that maybe the media this time can't cover it up, Alex, because our great president's going to say, hey, we told you. Maybe back then it would have came out too early, a lot of this stuff we have, because we've learned so much since then. Things like this, everybody. Do you know, I'll give you an example in Wisconsin. If everybody voted in Wisconsin that could, that's 4.2 million people. But there's 7.8 million names on their voter rolls, on their computerized voter roll. So they, I know that you heard the president say about California, you guys, this is every single state. No state is left behind. Every single state has the same problem. Computers used in our elections. 132 countries have banned them. They banned them for a reason. Paper ballots hand counted. Over 100 countries have banned early voting. You heard their president talk about mail-in voting. Alex, a few years ago, when I ran for RNC chair, one of the things that came out of that, the reason I wanted to get in there is I wanted to get the RNC, and I wanted everybody to say, hey, what's our best voting practices? Well, I got that. Even though I lost in their little vote of 168, 8 months later, it came to fruition, everybody. The RNC passed a resolution in August of, I believe it was August of 23, and the resolution says, here, paper ballots, hand-counted, same-day voting, voter ID, precinct level, all these common-sense things that everybody would want. So what you're going to see come out is you're going to come out problem-solution. This is what is going to happen. When all this evidence gets dumped on the world, which I have dumped numerous times, I'm the one that said China interfered with our election way back in January of, I know, were they the only one? No. But they're definitely there. Even John Ratcliffe came out on January 7th of 2021 and said, hey, there's problems, that with China. But it was all covered up because it was right after the day after January 6th. But anyway, Alex, this, what's going to happen is, and I talked to the president about this, numerous times this summer. You know, the people got to see that there really was, where everybody, 100%, there was a problem. We don't have to, why are we going back? Why is the president making such a big deal about 2020 now, everybody, when he's already in office? Well, here's the reason, because you better let, everybody better realize that there's a massive problem. This was to take our country and take the world. So he's going to come out and say, look at, not only 2020 was stolen, but all these other elections that computers were used in, and you show it, and everyone goes, wow, we got a problem. Democrats should be worried, too. Gee, what if, what if there's a problem? What if they cheat the other way? What if
no,
they
it's
cheat
simple.
This?
It's simple. We need now, election integrity. That's how you take
we
it out.
We need election integrity. And here's the thing. Then right after that, he's going to come out with the executive orders and stuff, the solution. This is going to be one of the most massive problem solution in history.
Let's start over, because I should have started the interview with this. I wanted to go with your gubernatorial thing and then Tina Peters, but start over, because I got told a month ago by two people that were in the cabinet meetings, they were presenting it all for hours, all the proof, everything you'd said, your investigators said, everything we dug up. It was just total vindication, what Giuliani had said.
Yep.
And then Trump was like, okay, let's release this now. They're like, well, more's coming in. Let's get it ready. But now, I was told like in a month he'll start talking about it. Within 2 months, it's going to start. I think first of the year, it's going to be released. But you have better contacts than I do, and you're mirroring what I'm saying, but expanding more. So start over. So Trump says this is coming out. You've got a first look at how it's going to be rolled out. Start over, Mike Lindell. This is so huge.
Well, yeah, I don't know what days he's rolling it out. I've heard it's going to be in January, but he just gave a pre-announcement there. When they pour all this out, you want to get everything. Think of this. You get one shot at this, everybody. Think of the president. Think of all of us that want this, these voting machines exposed, early voting exposed. And this isn't just Democrat. This is the Uniparty. This is the Uniparty. This is these Uniparty Republicans, just as part of it, and the deep state globalists. So this whole system.
I was talking to the White House yesterday. They said that. They said most Republicans act like they're for it. They tell their constituents, but really they want to keep it going, because if they play ball, they don't steal it from them. It's the key patriots they do.
Oh, it's 100%. You go down, Alex, my biggest shocker in these last 4 years have been the Uniparty Republicans, the blockers that block this, like Sarah Sanders Huckabee in Arkansas, Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, Robin Voss in Wisconsin, Kim Hammers in Arkansas. These places that you would think you'd go in and say, hey, look at all this evidence here, your own voter rolls. Can we go to paper ballots and go, no way, we're going to stop you. This is what we've been up against. So now the president pushes all this evidence out of the DOJ where everyone, no, you guys, this is so explosive. This is what you're going to, everyone in the world, it should make headlines around the world. That's what we got to hope for. Hope that Fox News actually talks about it. That's what we're praying for, that everybody should say, wow, we've got a big problem. Then bam, the same day or maybe the next day, here's the solution. And it's beautiful. And I'm going to add one more thing to that, everybody. We already have things in place, like in Texas, 5 counties, one of them being Dallas County, one of the biggest counties in Texas, has voted just a couple weeks ago, which the president helped me on that one when he put out his truth, where they voted out the machines. This is no machines. This ain't machines that count the paper. This is no machines, paper ballots hand counted in the primary in February. So it'll show the whole nation that, don't sit here and tell us you can't do it. These are a huge county. It will go off beautiful. Like, you'll see all this stuff. We put
and
the
let's be clear. France
place.
Does an election in less than 24 hours with paper ballots. Yep. It's at the precinct. It's posted. Everybody can add it up.
Yep.
It's so easy. These computers are designed to be
so
complex.
Easy. Yep. And Alex, we have, I met with France, Germany, the Netherlands, Argentina, my teams have also, Taiwan. We took best practices from around the world. And we've came up with 3 of the best hand counting systems the world's ever seen. And these systems, They get done. It just takes more people because you're at the precinct level. This is kind of like what we were doing for years before these machines. But when sometimes the safest and most secure thing is you're going back in time, but it's not going back in time. It's using modern technology, i.e. cameras, the most secure paper in history.
Humans have to be involved in things or someone takes control. We have to go do the work. And it turns out it's much quicker than the, quote, computers, because it's not that. They're engaged in fraud. They hold it up so they can jam it full of fake ballots. So I want to take some phone calls here for you. We got loaded phone lines for questions for you. But just briefly, you're also a sponsor of the show. If people go to mypillow.com/Alex, they get free shipping right through Christmas. Got a bunch of other big deals there. That supports you. It supports your crew. It supports the work they're trying to shut down. We're two peers. There's not many peers. They're trying to shut us down forever. It is so important. Great sheets, great slippers, great beds, great everything at such great prices.
Yeah, the crosses, you guys, like I wear, the best Christmas gifts ever, 50% off. We put all of our flagship products on sale. Get yourself a mattress topper for your own Christmas gift. Change your life. But there's the five-pack Bible pillows, $29.98 for the five Christmas gifts for under $30, under $6 a piece. Made in the USA, socks, clothing, my coffee. You got, you guys, we have the beds, the mattresses. We have over 200 products there. The Rev 7 energy drinks that just came in, dog beds, kitchen towels, you name it, it's all on sale. Do all of your Christmas shopping, and I'll tell you, it means a lot to me because you're helping out my employee-owned company because, you know what, I'm going to be out of there, and they're going to keep continuing to need your support, but this is our way to give back to you. To using that promo code Alex, and you guys take advantage of it, and free shipping on your entire order. And by the way, our Christmas guarantee goes to March 1st of 2026. So you get that 60-day money-back guarantee. If you buy a gift and they have a problem with it, you just we got you covered. Maybe it's the wrong size.
These deals are already so good. Everybody should buy it because of the great work you've done. You've been a major target. But then the products are great. So people are insane if they don't go to mypillow.com/Alex and get the free shipping on all the deals. It's really great products. And again, you were number one retail seller in the U.S., number one product sales. And then you decided to fully come in and defend America. And you've gone through so much, Mike Lindell. So everybody should support you. The products are amazing. And there's also a toll-free number just for our listeners so that we get the support as well on the sponsorship. Maybe we can throw that lower third up with that toll-free number as well. Or maybe Mike has. I don't know if we have that to put it up today. But Mike, thank you so much. Let's take a few phone calls. Savage Dog in Georgia. Savage Dog, you've got a question for Mike Lindell. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, y'all. First of all, Mr. Lindell, congratulations on your gubernatorial run. I just got my confirmation that my order was shipped just with, in time for Christmas. I appreciate you, sir. I would move up. I'm from Georgia, but I'd move up to Minnesota. But since I was raised in Indiana, I know it's eat my ass cold up there, and I ain't going to do it. So good luck to you. My question is, okay, let's say Trump has all the evidence. He has everything. Now, how is he going to bring that case to nullify Biden's entire presidency, which would be the goal? Is it the Supreme Court or what? I got two more questions. If that happens and he is nullified, what's the aftermath? And then third, and this is especially for you, Mr. Lindell, the lawsuit for you and Giuliani, especially for those who were harmed in the trying to bring forth the evidence and courts disappeared it, more or less.
The first question is nobody knows. That would be an anomaly in history. I think you've already heard of trying to get rid of the auto pen and to make all those pardons that weren't any good. Nobody knows that. You're stepping into uncharted territory, so we don't know on if they cancel this whole presidency, which by the way, for me, I think it was a great thing the last four and a half years, because if we didn't have that, I don't think we've woke up this country. I think we really had to go through this horrific last four and a half years to expose everything, not just the election crime and everything else, but the evil that's here, and it's going to be amazing. But the other thing you bring up is what's it going to do to me, my cases? By the way, with Rudy and all that and all those, you know, a lot of these machine cases, they made deals with them saying, oh, if we walk away and you don't badmouth us, we can both walk away after they've already been destroyed, completely destroyed. I think that'll be us happen to go back after these machine companies and say, hey, you know, we'd have to go back maybe suing them privately, you know, because I don't think the government can step in there. But one of the things the government can do with Operation Arctic Frost is they should take care of everyone that was involved there, and that would include, that goes wide too. It's almost like the phony machine companies with Lawfare, they passed the baton in 2022 to our own government to attack, and I think that there is getting something done there, and I hope that they it gets done there. For me, when they say, well, Mike, you'll be vindicated finally, you know what? I want one thing. I don't need to, everyone going, yeah, oh, Mike saved his name, it's okay. That's great, but I want the machines gone. I want to get to secure election. Paper ballots, hand-counted, same-day voting. I want secure elections in our country and around the world. And people in countries freed that were taken by the machines, like Venezuela, to get them gone, and they have a real election, and they have, and just like Argentina did, and save our country, save our world. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
You know, Mike, it's funny, when you came back to sponsor us, which I really appreciate, I was unable to because we were in bankruptcy, you created an original 1-800 number. Well, we don't have that. We just don't have records. We don't.
Yeah,
do
it's here. Oh, here good. It is, everybody.
Let me write it down so I can get it. So, yep. so people go to mypillow.com/Alex.
/Alex. Yep.
I love how you got that me. Right there. Look how he's on the ball, folks. So that's why we need him as the governor over there. Because I'm going to have 8,000 people up. So mypillow.com/Alex to get the free shipping and all the deals. And then what's the toll free number? So when people call, the little bit of support we get here at InfoWars.
Right. 800-675-4614.
All right.
That is Alec, that's your guys' own number there. Call that number, and right away, you know, this, we don't, my pillow, we sponsor, we're such a proud sponsor of your show. Alex, you've done so much for this country. I don't know where we'd be without you. So you guys, this is a win-win-win-win all the way around. You get the best products in history for the best price. You're supporting one of the best shows in history. You're supporting one of the best companies, my employee-owned company, my employees, and you're giving yourself the best products ever made. Every single one of these products, the Giza Dream Sheet, as low as $29.98. You guys, these are the best sheets you'll ever sleep on in history. And people forget, 10-year warranty. 10-year warranty on all my products. 10 years. I could have made the pillows last a year and you have to keep buying them. No, I wanted to make them quality. I reverse engineered and said, hey, let's make them last like the good old days, right? And make them work. And those my crosses, I'm so proud of them. That was my most requested, one of my most requested products ever. So they're made in the USA. You got the mother of pearl look and the stuff for the women's, and it's reversible. You save 50% on them. And but the my pillows, we've sold over 85 million now, and part of that is because they work. The adjustable patented fill, it gives you what you need for your own, regardless of your sleep position, the best sleep of your life. And then you got the my slippers. Look at that $39.98. They're normally $149.98. And by the way, once those are gone, they're gone for good. We have there's a whole other show I'd have to talk about the slippers. There's a few products you can't get anymore, and that's one of them. So you guys get on that. The Made in America socks, the blowout sale with the MyPillow is $14.98 for MyPillow. And then my coffee. You guys have never had coffee like this. This is the best coffee in history. You save 50%. I know this. I've tried everything. And right there, I want to say that too. You guys see that square? MyStore.com. I set up this platform, MyStore.com. Over 1,000 entrepreneurs and 100% made in the USA product. You can use promo code Alex there too and help all these entrepreneurs out at Christmas. 1,000 products there. I forgot about that, but that's right on your MyPillow healthandwellness.com/Alex Page right there. And health and wellness, we have a whole new health and wellness section. The dog beds, you know what? The dog and pet beds, they'll pick out, you could mix up your MyPillows and with any other kind of pillows, and they're going to pick MyPillow every time.
Well, so it's real simple. It takes money to win a war. We're going to sell products to fight the globalists. We're going to sell good ones. People should do the Christmas shopping there. I don't want to hog the timer with the callers, but let's get a few more with Mike Lindell. Yep. Let's go to Dave in FEMA Region 9. We already kind of talked about this. Obviously, I think I'd answer the guy's question, but well, let's let him ask the question. Go ahead, Dave in FEMA Region 9.
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much. It's such an honor to speak with you and Mr. Lindell, Alex. Big supporter, VIP member. I'm looking at my coin challenge board. I've got 12 Alex challenge coins, and I bought them for all my crew. That means that's a total of 60 purchased.
We wouldn't be here without you. It's you guys that do this. Believe me, I hate having to sit here and flog this, but it takes money to win a war.
Well, I'm blessed to do the turmeric and the methylene blue. I might send you a bill at the end of the year because my toilets are a little stained. They look a little blue, but that's okay. I'll figure that out on my own.
No, it's true.
I also want to highlight Mike's products because Jesse and I wear our crosses every single day. We've got the mattress topper, all the sheets. We probably spent a couple $1,000s getting Mike's products and am blessed to do that because they're quality products and we're supporting another seed planter in the movement. So I appreciate both of you guys. Thank you so much.
Well,
so here's
you.
My question.
Go ahead.
As we look at the clergy plan being instituted through the Cloward and Piven strategy, it all comes back to the one key piece of legislation, the 1993 Motor Voter Registration Act. It went into effect the 1st of January, 1995. I know Mike knows this. He needs to get with the Viceroy, Mike Davis. We need to reverse that because what that does is everybody that crosses the border illegally, that uses social services or gets a driver's license is automatically registered to vote. I personally worked the voting booths in 2024 in State 48, and they were full of selection malfeasance. I don't think illegals vote, but it gives people false registrations, dirty ballots, and allows the Secretary of State the ability to corrupt our elections by voting on people's behalf electronically or just through the system. Love to have Mike's thoughts on that. The 1993 Motor Voter Act.
Appreciate really well
thank
said.
You.
Thank you, Dave. Go ahead, Mike Lindell.
You're exactly right, and that's part of getting rid of the computers. We've got to get rid of that 100%. I can tell you, you have states like out in Oregon where the second you turn, you get your driver's license, you're automatically registered, and you may never vote in your life. And they're using that. All these people on these voter rolls, the solutions we've come up with include getting rid of all that. So it's all encompassing. We'll see what our great president, what they come out with, because he has all these solutions. And then we put it all into place and then they tweak it as you go of what they're, but believe me, I've been to every single part of this. There's multiple problems, but it all comes down to the biggest one is computers being used in elections. And that includes the polling books. That includes the voter rolls. That includes all this stuff. So it'll all be done. It has to be. We can't leave one thing be okay. We want to step the gold standard now for the world, the best election systems in history.
Well, just to, not that I know everything, my sources where I talked to yesterday was, we're trying to bring out this election stuff in early January. You're dialed in, too. Is that what you heard? Is there shooting for early January?
What I heard. Yeah, that's what I've heard, early January, and that's kind of what him saying yesterday. That's what we're all hearing. So I don't know.
Mike, I know you've got a full schedule. You got to leave right now. We totally understand. I got four more callers. We do 10 more minutes. It's fine.
Yep.
You got to go.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm always...
And don't forget Lindell TV.
Yep, Lindell TV, you guys. Check it out, LindellTV.com.
Yeah, we're not in competition, folks. We're on the same team.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I love how with myself or Mike Lindell or Donald Trump or any of these real people like you, we don't have some script. We have the info we want to cover. He gets all excited and stutters a little bit. So do I. You know, Trump was all over the map because you're getting unfiltered real people. And that's what we need to change. This is with us for another 15 minutes, graciously holding over to talk to Josh, Bart, Sean, and Andrea. Right now, this is a short little segment, 1 minute segment break coming up when we join some stations. I wanted to talk to Sean in Rhode Island first. He wants to ask Mike Lindell a question about what to do with the Somali situation. Go ahead, Sean, with your question.
Hey guys, Sean the mailman from Rhode Island. Mike, congratulations. God bless you. Sorry, I almost slipped on ice. I'm out here delivering mail.
We love you.
Yeah, man. What is your plan to do with these people once you get into office? Do you have any goals or plans to clean
it's
them up?
It's very simple. If they're here illegally, they're gone. If they committed crimes, they're in prison. The ones that are left, there's got to be these programs that they're on, which about 75% are on, when they talk about the Somalians themselves. You need to look at them programs and say, hey, this can't just be you're here and, you don't have to go get a job or don't simulate. There's got to be something else put there to the ones that are still here, the ones that are here illegally and weren't part of the fraud and weren't part of the, and are here, you know, illegally. So that would be my thing. You almost have three buckets. And hopefully, you know, the getting in as governor is about a year away. I would hope that they have all the illegal ones gone and the rest put in prison by then, put in prison. But they, that program, all of these programs, this isn't just, what you heard, you know, from the China virus programs and the Medicaid and Medicare. We also had a daycare program in 2018 here.
And then massive Obamacare fraud. Here's the bottom line.
And the massive Obamacare fraud. So all these things need to be looked at and say, hey, there's got to be a better program where you don't have to rely on the program every day. We didn't bring you over here so you could just sit here. We have people here that are born and raised here that need, if they need help, it better, those resources need to be available. So that's what needs to be looked at. That would be my plans.
Well, I totally agree. And here's the deal. I'm sorry for the Somalis. It's a pirate slave culture, most corrupt country in the world.
Yeah.
The main Somalis you have, you know, it's kind of the ruling class Somalis. who are oppress the others and won't even let them come in. And you cut off the money, you put a bunch of them in prison, the freeloaders are going to leave, and the ones that are here that are good, and I'm sure there are some that are hardworking and nice,
yeah,
then they're going to be just fine, right?
Yeah, they've got to learn to, I've met some that are working, that are actually working, that aren't part of all this, and there's no problem there. But you've got to get them out, the ones that are here illegally, and I think Christy Noem, she said the other day, it could be as high as 60%. You got ICE running all over Minneapolis and St. Paul right now. I'm watching my phone going, wow, there's some more going on. And getting pushed back all the, by our, of course, by our governor and the mayor of Minneapolis. This guy is nuts. I mean, I'm telling you, that guy has caused more problems, but he was actually just speaking in Somalian, I think, the other day, or acting like he was eating their food and about gagging, but that's another story. Instead of trying to solve the problem and helping get rid of the illegals and then I think you set an example. If the other ones don't want to be here, if they don't love our country and all the ones are gone that are gone, maybe they'll go back, or maybe they would, hey, we gotta assimilate here. We've got to be part of our society rather than being a problem in our society.
Well, I got inside documents from Clinton was running for president, and they called the Broken Coalition. They said, our plan is to bring in all these outside groups, break them all up, make them alone, never let them assimilate, teach them to hate America. So we have all these groups that can't fend for themselves that hate America, and then we kind of like an orchestra conductor lead them in this attack on the country. That's really the UN globalist plan in general of replacement migration. Folks,
it's terrible.
Go to Real Mike Lindell on X, MyPillow.com/Alex for the free shipping, the best deals to support the broadcast and get great products for Christmas shopping there. And go to MikeLindellGov.com to find out about his gubernatorial run. 60-second break, 3 final calls, and then Mike Lindell will be leaving us and more news coming up. Stay with us. 60 seconds.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So we're swinging for the fences here with Josh, Bart, and Andrea. The last time, that's the most time we ever calls. When he leaves us in about 10 minutes, I'm going to shift gears and all these other stories we haven't hit yet. But really, it is so key that every able-bodied man or woman we have get behind people like Mike Lindell, get behind the midterms to secure the victory of 2024. And know that we're winning, but we only stirred up our enemies. So now they're pushing back even harder with their counterattack. But it's just crazy to know that everything we're saying is accurate, is true. We might get little points wrong or something, but it's not on purpose. Versus the left, the Democrats, and all their lying and all their hatred. Before we go to these final calls, Mike Lindell, what do you make of their best lineup being Kamala Harris saying she basically is going to run for president? I mean, she pulled 2% in the Democrat primaries, but they still just installed her, remember, with no votes. Talk about election fraud. Then you got psycho new scum over there. We've got Biden in public, can't even talk now. He literally just gibbers. It should seem so easy to beat these people, but because of the fraud and because of all their operatives, it's kind of a catch-22. What do you think?
I think this, if I was their marketer once again, and I know my license or my vehicle to steal is going to be gone. It will be gone by then. I'm telling you. If it's not, we've lost our country anyway. Okay. So they're, if our election platforms are secure, if I'm them, I'm saying you got to get rid of all them. You got to go for some, maybe some traditional, go a whole different direction with the traditional, but way back in the day, Democrat, that if there is any out there that would be in the middle here where we used to have, normal politics, if there ever was such a thing, because if they put up any of them in a normal election, they're done. I mean, that's common sense. They're so far off common sense. I haven't seen any of them. It's like in disbelief. If you looked even 10 years ago or 20 years ago and said, look what you're going to have for the Democrat Party here, this far left, crazy, nonsensical things I think of, you know, but you know what, to take them and then all of a sudden they all change at the last minute. Oh, now I'm common sense. I wasn't part of that transgender and three bathrooms and men and women's for, I wasn't part of that. You know, they're not going to be able to deny it. So I think you'd have to have somebody completely almost like a no name. Because I think 90% of them have completely ruined themselves by.
If it wasn't for the election fraud, I agree with Trump on the evidence. Almost none of these blue states and cities, Democrats aren't winning there. It's only fraud.
No, that's it's only fraud.
And like you guys said, when this gets taken out with what's coming out, it's already been mitigated. It's game over for them. So what do they do? I mean, because they're bad people. They're not going to give up.
Right. No, they're not going to give up. I don't know what they'll do, but we do know this, Alex. We know this. My cyber guys and stuff. Remember, I got cast vote records half the country for 2020 and in 2022, almost one third of the country. We couldn't find a place with the cast vote records, which by the way, a cast vote record, everybody either shows computer manipulation or it doesn't. There's no in between. And that might not say the election was flipped, but there's no in between. Either it shows computer manipulation or not. We couldn't find any in the 2020 election, any county in the whole state or the whole country that wasn't manipulated. Okay? In the 2022 election, we did find some. Most of them were in Florida. In fact, I think all of them that we found were in Florida. There was no computer manipulation. And remember, DeSantis won Miami-Dade County by like 12 points. Hadn't even been won before. You're going, what? Well, my teams looked into this and we took and went, wow. And the reason you had that big uptick is there was no computer manipulation. What we did, we took those numbers, everybody, and we extrapolate them. What if we finally had an example? What if over the whole United States, life without computers, and it was all paper? Because remember, there was no computer manipulation. So if we did that, and Alex, the number came back 66%. Of this country was red. That means your purple places were red. Your bright red were as red as could be. Your California was like maybe purple. You know what I mean? So these deep inner cities that you think are blue, no, they're purple. This country is 65% red, meaning we'll call it mega red, call it common sense red. That's what I would call it, and I believe the number's higher. So they've convinced us through brainwashing and election crime, they have convinced us that we're a 50-50 country, and 15% of this country, 15% that they're stealing, they've made us convinced that, oh, you know, we're still like this. No, we're not. People want good lives while we're here. While we're here before we go to heaven, we want 65 to 70%.
Absolutely, and it's getting worse every day. People are totally turning on the Democrats. They're trying to get people to be mad at Trump. Things aren't happening quick enough. Yep. You know, throw him out, and we're throwing away our own victory. No, we complain about bad stuff because he's got people that he doesn't fully control. We hold his feet to the fire sometimes. But no, we don't throw this out. This is victory. Three final calls real quick with Mike Lindell. Be sure to go to MyPillow.com/Alex. You're Christmas shopping there. Get free shipping and more by going to /Alex. And it supports everything we're doing. The great work at Lindell TV. The great work with what Mike Lindell's doing running for governor and what we're doing here. A 360 win. Thank you so much. Josh has a question for you about Minnesota. Josh, go ahead. You're on the air with Mike Lindell.
Hey, Alex. It's great to hear from you. Long-time caller. First-time caller. Hey, Mike, I met you down in Mason City, Iowa, January 5th of 24 at a Trump rally. It was an absolute honor to meet you, sir. Three questions for you. First one is, when you become governor, it's not if, it's when, are you going to change our flag back to our original flag and not the Somalian flag? Second question I have for you is, how can we get the rhinos out of our Republican Party here in Minnesota so we can actually get you in to be our candidate? Third question I have for you is, how can we get involved in your campaign, sir? Longtime supporter of both y'all. Do appreciate you and love you both.
Thank you.
Well, first question, 100% on the flag. I mean, that's just evil in your face. They put up that flag that looks like the Somalian flag. 100% it would be on the flag. That's first day. That's a given. I think that's going to happen even before then. Everybody's so upset with it. But that will happen. Second thing is, to give me the support, it's MikeLindellGov.com. MikeLindellGov.com. And as far as the rhinos and this uniparty, these Republicans that blocked not just in Minnesota, but all across the country, I know who they are. And believe me, I have a great plan for that. We're going to be calling them out. That they, you know, these things that when you're going to call out, just like our president does, you see him calling them out. If it doesn't make sense, there's a hidden agenda, and we're going to get to that hidden agenda. Is it an evil agenda? Why, if, you know, this party, the new party is the party of common sense. And that's what I'm going to be when I'm in governor of Minnesota. And if you're going to have Republicans trying to block the great things that are getting done for the people. And when I say for the people, remember, Donald Trump is a great uniter, not the great divider. The divider was Obama. He is the great uniter where people, he does stuff that helps all people. I don't care what party you're in. When you make common sense decision to help we the people, that's what government is supposed to do. And that's what I will do. And I'm not going to put up with some uniparty rhino Republicans or Democrats. I don't care who they are. You're not going to stop because I will get the word out to the people like our president does. I will be the most transparent governor this country's ever had to a microphone to the people every day. Hey, you say, you know, hey, everybody, this guy's blocking this. It would help all of you and explain it to the people what, you know, what the manifestation is, whatever's getting put into place, whatever we want put in place or whatever needs to be put in place, and explain it to the people where everybody, I don't care what party you're in, as people going, hey, that makes sense. That will help us. That will help our daily lives. And if you got some rhino or some Democrat or some, I don't care who they are blocking it, they're going to be called out.
Powerful. This is the most powerful part of the interview. I put that up front. We posted on X and Rumble. Let's go to Andrea in Mass. Last caller wants to ask Mike an important question about Tina Peters. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. Really admire you. You're a great man. Thank you so much for your passion. Please tell me, if do you have any kind of plan when you become mayor? To get Tina Peterson out of prison. I can't take this woman.
You mean governor?
Yeah, you mean governor? I have no control over that, but I've been doing everything I can. I talk to the president all the time since last spring. I've been working on getting her out since the day they put her in there, even before that. I believe that it's going to happen very soon with our great president. What he's doing right now, remember, if he just did a pardon, you guys, the same day I announced, I believe it was the December 11th last week.
Yeah, what he does is he orders his pardon lawyer, who's great, Ed Martin, to get it done, and then the DOJ, let's just say it, above him tries to block it.
Yeah. They're gonna work it. Working with them, they have a way now to be able to do it. It would have been very simple if the governor of Colorado, Polis, would just say, you know what, I'm gonna pardon her, I don't need this, but he can't. You know why? I think he's in on the crime that Colorado and Jenna Griswold, and maybe he's in on it, they've committed crimes against all humanity, what they did to cover up the election crimes. It's a federal felonies that they did to delete all their records in the spring of 21. Colorado deleted their records. It's probably, I don't know if it's ever done before in history. Why would you do it? That doesn't make sense, right? Why would you delete that? You have no reason to delete it other than it would have showed the whole world that those elections and all the other elections, anything done with computers, is suspect.
And by the way, Mike, you're dropping bombshell to bombshell. People don't know. That came out. It's a fraud. They did it. Why would you not do that? And then the Secretary of State,
right,
puts out the codes days before so they can have plausible deniability when it gets hacked. Then later you have Colorado judges trying to say Trump's off the ballot. Then you have the Secretary of State of Maine trying to take off the ballot. These are open, crazy tyrants, but they thought he'd never get back in. I know you deal with their lawyers and their people. Are they as arrogant as they used to be?
With which lawyers?
All the deep staters you have to interface with.
Oh my gosh. It's they've been very arrogant, attack, evil. You name it. I put up with all, you can't imagine. When I was in Colorado, the one lawyer, everybody, the last thing the lawyer said to this evil lawyer said to the jury. Now we all know Mike Lindell had a net worth of over $100 million 4 years ago, and now it's minus $10 million. But we need to, we're asking you for $60 million for Mike calling us traitors. That's what it was. For Mike calling us, we're asking you for $60 million. And if that bankrupts MyPillow and Mike Lindell, so be it. Cause we need to send a message to the country. You don't question our election platforms and put out disinformation. They did the same thing to Tina Peters, and that judge looked at her and goes, you haven't learned a lesson. You're still having your podcast. You're still putting out the same thing you've been saying for 4 years. She's saying it because she's seen it with her own eyes. Tina Peters knew if we didn't change, we'd lose our country anyway. That's what we all knew back then, everybody. We all knew this. Tina Peters just said, you know what? I'm willing to go to prison because I can't lie and say I didn't see what I seen. That's where it's at. Just like I said, I'm willing to lose everything because we won't have nothing anyway. Tina Peters, a hero. Alex, you're a hero, one of the greatest heroes these countries has ever seen. And people never let up, because they never let up. We're where we at today. It took this long with, you know, and yes, what a miracle. Would this ever have came to fruition if the president had not got in there? Probably not, because we had to break through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. They were relentless. It surprises me, Alex, how you have the media, you silence the Fox Newses and the Newsmax of the world. You silence them with lawfare, even though I think Fox might be in on it for all I know. But you silence them with lawfare. And then you silence everybody else's voices. And then you cancel people. And you cancel, and then you attack people with lawfare. Then the government, that wasn't enough. They go, these guys are still talking. Let's get the DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS, and all these agents. Let's go after the Mike Lindells and the Alex Jones and the Rudy Giulianis of the world and nine senators, and let's take them out. But they lost everybody. My campaign last week, I said, I'm still standing. And I'm going to stand for you. I'm still standing. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't God's grace, everybody. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't God's grace. You know, courage is contagious. We have to all keep being courageous. We can't just rely on everything. When Donald Trump won, here's the biggest thing, Alex, that people can see. When Donald Trump won, everybody, everyone's coming up to you, Mike, you've been vindicated. Oh, man, this is great. Yay, we're saved. Donald Trump won. You guys, that was just one key piece. I said that. I knew it then. I'm going, as I watched nine other races get stolen for the House, nine House members get stolen, four senators. I watched that over the next 6 weeks. So you know what? The bottom line is that was just one battle getting him in. We have all this. We've got to save our country, which will in turn save the world, and give us some time here. Time. We're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history. And we've got to spend more time here before, you know, and evangelizing.
Mike, I remember you about a year after they stole the election. They're suing you. They're attacking you. You're saying, keep faith. We've got the right. We're going to prove it. We're going to get Trump back in. And it happened. And to have that optimism, I had it too, as a gut level spiritual, I knew. But now we have the initiative. We're actually winning. We can't have the general populace or Christian conservative go to sleep or common sense person.
Because
you're right. All right. Incredible job. I'm so glad you ran for governor. So glad MyPillow has survived. But some people out there haven't survived. Do your Christmas shopping right now at MyPillow.com/Alex. Get free shipping and more when you go to that link. And the toll-free number, just for InfoWars, so we get the support here, small percentage, 800-675-4614. 800-675-4614. And please do your shopping there. Thank you so much, Mike Lindell.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, everybody. God bless. Keep the faith. We are winning.
We are winning. And it's true. We really are winning. You know, we've had a good broadcast so far in the last 3 hours and 22 minutes, but I have this problem. I overprepare, and then I get in here sometimes, and it's just like it all turns into a blur. Because, I mean, I have... Imams celebrating the attacks a day and a half ago in Sydney. I have people watching the murder of those 16 people. I see it all the place saying, oh, good, they deserve it, they're Jews. Well, I didn't say that Israel, when it shoots some of the unarmed Palestinians, was in the right. And certainly war crimes happen and we expose it. When Israel got caught raping people, so that was wrong. I don't have some taboo about Israel, but the Muslim armies do that too. It doesn't take away from the Israeli crimes. I just call balls and strikes. And you've got to understand that Orthodox Muslim Brotherhood Islam is the tip of the spear. It's the virulent strain. It's the thing taking over. Even a bunch of the Muslim countries are scared of them, won't let them in. They're the expansionists. And so you got BlackRock, the Democratic Party, the Socialists, Keir Starmer, Black Lives Matter, all of that, the universities, the big money is on Islam to, like, bring down the West. And I guess in the conflict with the West and Islam, the globalists get their police state in as the answer to finally defeat Islam. I mean, that's basically what it's shaking up to. What it's turning into. So, yeah, there's a big slice of truth to it that when Israel gets in trouble with stuff it's doing, you'll see people hyping, oh, look, but the Muslims want to destroy the West, and Israel's, you know, stands against that, so they're the good guys. Yeah, there's an aspect, and the Israel lobby does that, but the Quran says come in and act like you're a friend and then take over. And now the imams are saying this is their time. This is not run by Israel. It's allied with the big banks, with BlackRock, with the left, Mondami, all of these people being put in. They have this set up as a clash of civilizations. And whereas Dick Cheney and the neocons wanted to be heavily involved in 9/11 attacks, bare minimum open the door, use it as a piggyback to blow up the buildings, which we've already proven. Well, there's the other faction of the globalist whole thing, with the leftist pro-Islam thing, the Red Green Alliance. It believes that it's going to be able to take over with a combination of socialism, communism, and Islam. And if you look around the world, it is taking over. So people just need to learn about different factions. The faction I'm trying to promote is a return to Western values, free market, capitalism, Christianity, common sense, meritocracy, Christian values. We don't make you convert to Christianity. We're not Islam. But just by sheer support of the culture, most people would. And then we can really build a true future together. And so I support the reboot of the West. I call it 1776 Part 2, or Operation 1776. And it really is being adopted. And it's not just that they adopted my plan or what I talked about. It's the only way out of this. Not the totalitarianism of the unelected EU. Not the totalitarianism of the Chinese communist. Not even the strongmanism of Russia, though it's got back to Christian roots and being way more conservative than us than average. I believe it is up to us to finish this battle here in America because we have been the most powerful, because we were given the providence, and we were Christian on average. And then now our birthright's being flushed away because we've begun to serve evil and begun to sell out and become corrupt. So I believe where the main battle's been focused for 60 years to take control of the country that controlled the global empire, I believe the fight here will be the deciding battle into the next phase of humans' future, deciding the entire future. So that's where I am. This is really, really, really important. And I know there's bots, and I know there's all the pro-Israel bots and all the pro-Islam bots and different factions of the Islamic groups, Shiite and Sunni and, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood and all the rest of it, and in different countries with different angles, different plans, different systems. I know Qatar is heavily involved funding the Muslim Brotherhood. Doesn't mean they're funding everybody, but there's certainly truth to that to some extent. And for me, I sit here, I probably studied the Middle East. Not just military news, but the region, the political powers, what their real philosophies are versus what they're, what, you know, what they say they are. And I barely understand it. And then I watch generals and statisticians and pontificators on TV. They're supposedly, you know, top folks. And they don't even know the difference between Shiite and Sunni. Now, somebody like General Flynn does. But most of the other national security advisors, they're not just lying to the public. They don't know what they're talking about. They just know who paid them the last paycheck. And the truth is, the U.S., China, the EU, the U.K., Israel, you know, South Korea, Japan, it goes on and on and on. They're all spending massive amounts of money to influence. Qatar spends $4 billion a year trying to influence the United States alone. That's as much aid as we give Israel. So then you got to pull back and say, what is that about? But also you got to then look at all the other countries and go, oh my God, China probably spends $100 billion a year. See the difference? Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force, spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexshowstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another word. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another word. Another time. Slams green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, coming up, another Kyle Serafin prediction begins to come true. The guests we have on all the time, the people that have that record of being accurate. The corporate press is reporting Dan Bongino has already cleared out his office and it'll be gone by Christmas. Nailing what was predicted by Kyle Serafin 3 months ago, a month ago, and about a week ago. But I think it was even on last Monday or Tuesday, so it'd be a week. And that's because Bongino's pissed off about all the cover-ups and stuff going on. Dan Bongino, if the office is empty and his chief of staff has moved on, ex-podcaster may be gone come January, FBI insiders predict. Then we got Fox News basically reporting the same thing. So there you go. Man, I didn't want him to be a failure. I didn't want Patel to be a failure. But look at this. Cash Patel plunged into a scandal, a new scandal as FBI frees soldier in Brown shooting, drove across the country with guns, and was in a hotel, and they believe the geolocation showed him around the university at the time, right at the points this happened. They've shown only one camera, though the university has all these cameras, and I got to say, it looks like more stocky person than this guy. But he'd be wearing a lot of clothing, I don't know. But the fact that they don't know anything really looks suspicious. So we'll look at that coming up here in a few minutes. But I wanted to hit this. Roll that again, though. Roll it again from the start. And, of course, it looks like it might have been a Republican meeting. They killed the head of the Young Republicans at the college. One of the two that's dead. They won't tell us the other identity or the others. And shouldn't we be hearing from those? Some of them just got grazed. Why aren't they in press conferences? People, you get shot in the shoulder or something grazes your arm. They say some were just bandaging. Okay, so the school's been saying now for a couple of days, we still know nothing. Nothing, not even what color somebody was. Were they wearing a mask? Nothing. Nothing. Very, very suspicious. I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying, does it make any sense? And we got Cash Patel. According to my sources, and it later came out in the news, indeed it was true. By just a week after Kirk's death, was in the White House meetings bitching, basically yelling at Tulsi Gabbard, saying, "You're not involved in intelligence, we run that." Even though he promoted himself at FBI, saying, "Get the FBI out of intelligence or counterintelligence," and that he wasn't going to fly on a private jet, and he was going to get rid of the FBI headquarters, make it a museum. He hadn't done that. And I'm not trying to bash him. It's just bizarre. But look at this. You got the attack that killed 16 people, and their bodies weren't even cold, but the globalist prime minister that once Elon Musk arrested for speech, warns about right-wing extremist groups. So imagine, Muslims just did this, ISIS is taking credit, and you come out and inject this into the middle of it. Then we have the premier of New South Wales, where Sydney is, calls for more gun control. Notice he says these guns are so big. So now they're bolt action, but they got to be banned because they're big. Before it was because they held a lot of rounds. Now it's because they're too big. Very hard to get a gun in Australia. Got to have it for special reasons, farming, things like that. He says, oh, just have it for farming now. Well, that's already basically it. And did crime go down in Australia when they took all the guns 30 years ago? No, it went up. Then they shipped in all these third world populations that are declaring jihad. So play clip 11, 10, and then 7. This is them celebrating attacks on Jews. And again, some of you have been pre-programmed to hate Jews so much. Sure, Israel's got problems. Sure, there's issues. Israel shouldn't be above reproach. You should be able to criticize them whenever you want. But again, when Muslims go around saying they're going to kill Jews and Christians, and then a bunch of innocent Jews get killed, and people say, oh, well, too bad, October 7th, you know, oh, too bad, Gaza. It's crazy. It's wrong and it's dangerous. You know, when some of these jihadis shot the soccer coach because he said a prayer, they didn't like the fact their kid was in the school or whatever. In Houston, I mean, is that for Israel too? You're allied with the most radical, evil forms of Islam in this Israel obsession. You can criticize Israel all day, not want them involved in our politics, serious issues I agree with. But to create this mental illness tunnel vision where it's all you think about is absolutely crazy. And then we'll go to clip 12. Australian senior senator Paulina Hanson knocks out of the park and exposes how angry the public is. And then we have a caption report. Ursula von der Leyen, the dictator of the EU, saying, oh, no, we're not going to just kick the illegals out and the invading Muslims. We're opening a deal to bring even more into our countries. Here's the clips.
We take Asia's advice very seriously. We work closely with them. We receive regular updates as well. The Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats. Be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well, and we continue to work closely with our security agencies.
Doesn't our gun registry laws need to change? What can you do now to ensure this doesn't happen again?
I mean, the short answer is yes. They need to change, and they can change. It does require legislation, and it means introducing a bill to Parliament to be really blunt, make it more difficult to get these horrifying weapons that have no practical use in our community. If you're not a farmer, if you're not involved in agriculture, why do you need these massive weapons that put the public in danger and make life dangerous and difficult for New South Wales police? Okay. So I understand, of course I understand, the genuine desire to have information about how the law will change. We're less than 24 hours into this horrifying crime. I want to make sure that legislation and reform that we bring to Parliament makes a big difference. But that's exactly my intention, and my colleagues feel exactly the same way.
Premier, I'm smiling. I'm smiling and I'm happy. I'm elated. It's a day of courage. Of occupation, 15 years of blockade. What yesterday happened was the first time our brothers and sisters broke through the largest prison on earth.
Occupation is the cry.
Occupation is the cry.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is the cry.
Occupation. occupation is a crime!
Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free Palestine!
You keep voting for these bastards that actually don't have pride in our country and our Australian flag, then be prepared to get what we're going to get. And we've seen it now with the division that is happening, the hatred that we see on the streets, the escalating crime, and that's only going to escalate even further unless we take a stand on this and make sure you know who you vote for next time. And if you look at what's happened in England, Birmingham, 30% of Muslims there, and they're taking over the councils. You've got, you know, Sharia law courts. They're losing their identity, their culture in England, and the same damn thing is going to happen here. It is absolute basket case of what's happening out there, and no wonder the Australian people are so angry. But I'll keep fighting about the mass migration. It is about mass immigration that's happening here, and it's destroying our standard of living, way of life, and our access to services that every Australian has a right to. But the government brings them in purely for the vote, and the fools out there keep voting for them. You're going to suffer. You will suffer.
And therefore, we must open more safe pathways, legal pathways, to Europe.
This is the dictator
of the
EU.
We must create more bridges between our continents. We must make sure that people can find a job where their talent is needed. Match the skills. Bring skills across our borders. And this is at the heart of our new talent partnership, which offer work rules into Europe. So far, 5 countries have signed up to them, and we hope that more of you will follow. This is such an important model to work on. We have just agreed to create a new talent pool. It will match the European employers and their needs with the non-European job seekers and their skills. And actually, we're launching the pilot of a gateway office in India, so that this will offer opportunities to work in Europe legally. And it could be a blueprint for partnership with other countries if we do it well. So the point is here. We have plenty of good ideas for legal mobility, but only together can we make this work. This approach is, I think, I'm deeply convinced, a win-win for Europe and all our partners in our alliance. People can develop new skills. They can find new opportunities at home. But it also gives the young people a chance to thrive. And it makes Europe more competitive. It makes Europe more attractive to innovative talent. So by working in partnerships, we have found safe alternatives to the lethal criminal smuggling networks. So, distinguished guests, we all have one common goal. The common goal is to drive the smugglers out of business, to save the lives of thousands of people who dream of a better life. I know this is still a long way to go, and it's a bumpy road without our question. But our alliance is growing, so from today the alliance moves to a more formal structure with a permanent secretariat and permanent funding to better match our growing ambitions. We will deepen our links with like-minded organizations like the G7, like the Council of Europe or the United Nations agencies. And I would like to call on other countries and organizations who share our commitment to join our efforts to endorse the declaration.
I could do an entire college course on deception off that short clip. Every angle of it. The European Union started as a trade deal and got nations to sign over authority to it. And then by the year 2000 became a dictatorship, unelected. And now they're banning free speech. They have the parliament, but it's ceremonial. And just now, after decades of us talking about it, do people finally make a big issue about it? Thanks to awareness and Elon Musk and you and everybody spreading the word. And because the tyranny is so out in the open now. And the model of the EU is being used in Australia and in the UK and in Canada, and they're trying it here. It's the same formula. But you heard her say, oh, we're going to stop the illegal immigration, which they funded through the NGOs. They set up. They accepted them. They gave them free health care, free houses, free everything. Kicked people out of their own houses to put them in. Made people take them in their houses. Made them above the law. Even though these illegal aliens commit like 80% of the crime or more. And then she says, well, now we're forming a new secretariat with new powers with the first five European nations that are going to sign over their authority completely, finally, over the last thing, their asylum seeking and borders. So it's all about create the crisis to offer the solution of, don't worry, under the EU Commission, we've created a new secretariat, all the communist UN Politburo terms. And now those five nations, France, Germany, Sweden, and one other, forget which one, they're saying that they won't actually take the illegal aliens. They're going to use their power over the roads and power lines that go through them to make Poland and make all these, Spain, take all these people. So it's all internal warfare operations is how they run this. I mean, it's just... That could go on and on. I mean, I could stop every 10 seconds. Sounds like she's just babbling, you know, these words. No, it's all the names of organizations, names of treaties, names of programs, names of operations. And you heard her say, we're going to fully colonize Europe with India. Nothing against India, but 70% of the H-1B visas, HP-1 visas come in, are from one province in India. 70% total are from India. And then 80%+ are from that one province. Because it's a mafia. It's that special mafia, that special tribe group that made a deal in the last 30 years coming in. Same with the Somalis. Those aren't the mainline even Somalis. That's the ruling tribe, the ruling clan that makes the deals with the system, comes in, and then conduits the money in. So it's cold-blooded. This is live right now. Trump's taking questions from the Oval Office. Let's see what he's saying.
Would you like Republicans next year to just use reconciliation to do with health care exactly what you laid out? And they wouldn't have to worry about Democratic votes.
Well, that would knock out the filibuster. If you knocked out the filibuster, it would all go away. But we have a few people that wouldn't do that. It's crazy. Look, we should knock out the filibuster. And if you did that, we'd get voter ID. You'd have no mail-in voting. All things that make our elections dishonest. And you'd get a lot of other things having not even to do with voting. But Republicans should knock out the filibuster, and we should approve a lot of things. You wouldn't have January 30th looming because, you know, you have the 30th of January looming. You know that, right? And if we knocked out the filibuster, it would be just a simple approval. But you have some Republicans, they're unable to explain why. You know, if you ask them why, they're unable to explain it. They cannot win the debate. But they should knock out the filibuster. And frankly, they should get rid of the blue slips, too. Yeah.
Mr. President, the Democrats won Miami where you won the election 1 year ago. Do you think it's because of the Hispanic media like Telemundo that are publishing fake news about the ICE operations? How do you plan to win back those votes for midterms?
Yeah, well, I won that whole election. And, you know, it's interesting. When I'm not running, we don't do as well. And I'm going to try and get that changed for the midterms. But we did have a big win in Tennessee, as you know. Matt Van Epps, had a big win in Tennessee against a very strong candidate, attractive candidate, who a lot of people thought would do very well. And Matt won by a lot. And I won Tennessee by a real lot. You know, we had a great election. We won every single swing state. We won the popular vote. We won everything. And there's a thing that they have now, districts, which is a big deal. I think in a way it's the most important stat from the standpoint of, you know, looking at numbers accurately. So out of thousands of districts, I won 2,750 versus 525. Think of that, 2,750 versus 525. It was great. That's why the map, when you see a map of the election, it's all red other than two little narrow lines on the other side. Please.
Sir, Jimmy Lai was convicted today in Hong Kong. Do you have any reactions?
I feel so badly. I spoke to President Xi about it, and I asked to consider his release. He's not well. He's an older man, and he's not well. So I did put that request out. We'll see what happens. Okay? Yeah, please, Katie.
Question about Ukraine. Now that the meetings in Berlin have wrapped up with Zelensky, right. Is there a timetable for going to Moscow? Is the delegation going?
Well, I think that the delegation is largely there right now, actually. They're in Europe. And they met with those people that I called out before, the various countries, plus some others. They want to see it end, Katie. They want to see it end. I want to see it end. They want to see it end. I actually think that President Putin wants to see it end. You know, I've had good talks. We've had good talks with Russia. And I think they'd like to get back to a more normal way of life.
Mr. President, follow up there. An Article 5-like deal seems to be emerging without NATO membership for Ukraine. If such a security guarantee is offered, what incentive is there for Ukraine to give up any sort of territory?
Well, look, you have, they've already lost the territory, you know, to be honest.
Yeah, the Russians are taking more
territory
of a day.
Is lost. But in terms of security guarantee, we're working with Europe on it. Europe would be a big part of that. And we're working on the security guarantee so the war doesn't start up again. We don't want to have a war start up again. You know, as I said, with Thailand and Cambodia, two people I get along with great. And I dealt with them and I called them and I said, look, fellas, you got to relax. You got to take it easy. They lost. You know, they started the war again. And I got it ended. And things like that are going to happen. War. There's nothing pretty about war. Nothing good. And there's nothing you can do to predict what's going to happen. But I think we've made a lot of progress with respect to Russia and Ukraine. I hope. You know, last month, it was close to 27,000 soldiers were killed, mostly soldiers, but 27,000 people, but mostly soldiers were killed last month in Russia versus Ukraine.
Is there a time limit on security guarantees?
Well, there's no time limit. The time limit is whenever we get it done. I mean, we're going to try to get it done. We're making progress. It's more difficult than anybody could have thought. I would have said that half of the wars that I got settled, some were going for over 30 years, that half of them should have been more difficult, and they actually haven't been. There's a lot of dislike between the two leaders, you know that. And so it probably makes it a little bit tough.
Have you recently spoken directly to Putin?
Yeah, I have.
On Syria, Mr. President, on the U.S. troops killed in Syria over the weekend, why do we have troops in Syria?
Because we're trying to make sure that there's going to be and remain peace in the Middle East, and Syria is a big part of it. The new leader is a strong person, and that's what you need. This is a rough part of the world, and it's been amazing what's taken place in Syria. We got rid of Assad. We got rid of other people that were really bad people and that were in the way of peace in the Middle East. You know, we have legitimate peace in the Middle East, first time in 3,000 years, and we have 59 countries backing it. And we'll see what happens with Hamas. We'll see what happens with Hezbollah. But regardless, I mean, we have countries that want to go in and clean that out if we want them to do it. But they said, in the case of Hamas, they said that they're going to disarm, and we're going to find out whether or not that's true. Hezbollah in Lebanon has been a problem. We'll see what happens there. But there is legitimate, large-scale peace in the Middle East. And if there weren't,
all
we would have been able to
make. That's it for now. Harrison Smith is about to take over the war room, 3 to 6 p.m. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. So many incredible topics that were covered, so many topics I didn't get to. I'm going to go take a 30-minute nap. This never happens to me, but I ate a big burrito about an hour ago, and I've literally been shot by, like, curare darts, like, you know, they make elephants fall asleep or whatever. So I'm going to take a rare daytime nap, and then I'm going to shoot reports on all the stuff I haven't hit, and then I'll get up on X and Real Alex Jones, because there's so much I didn't get to. And you'll have to wait till that comes out, because it's so much I've got to decide which ones I'm going to hit. But the War Room, Harrison Smith, always fast-moving, always informative, a lot of great calls and guests, and Harrison's wit, starts now. You can find it at Infowars.com/show, the live feed at man.video on Real Alex Jones. You want to find the Infowars live feed, not the Real Alex Jones feed, but it'll be right there at Real Alex Jones. You'll see an InfoWars feed. That's where you find Harrison Smith coming up in 2 minutes from now. And yes, today we said it one day, but that's it. Last day to get 40% off store-wide for Christmas shopping at thealexandshore.com. All the supplements and page apparel, and you make this thing go around and around. So thank you so much for your support. Harrison Smith takes over now.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexandshore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.